Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Welcome back. July 20th, 2009.
Already end of July.
N4G Radio. Yeah, this is only the second episode in July. It's almost over.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what that means.
Because N4G Radio is fucking up.
Well, fucking
that's
up,
what that
man.
Means.
Fucking up.
That's three F words already. It's not even been 20 seconds.
Fuck.
Which, by the way, we have to say we had to bring back the old song because a lot of people.
Well, I just saw a lot of mixed reviews.
Yeah, it was kind of mixed.
Well, what I'm going to do is we'll have the intro song. The old one, and then at the end will be the new one, and we can let people continue to decide.
Which one. That'll go on through the month of July, and then August we'll make our decision.
We will make the decision.
Yeah.
Based upon it. But in the room, we have a smaller episode this week. The Wombat is out playing some paintballs, playing with some balls. That's not the sound it makes.
No.
It goes
plop, plop.
We have GambusCon in the house.
Greetings, programs.
Yeah. And Killer Wolverine.
So.
And that's it.
That's it.
I'm not even here.
Not even here. This is already recorded. He's previously recorded zero.
Everything that I have said today was pre-recorded before the show, so if some stuff's out of order, blame Gambus.
What?
He's the technical whiz behind this show.
Yeah, right.
The man behind the curtain.
He's the man behind the mask.
Wow.
And he's after your soul. He's back.
We have some game fondling to do. We have some news to do, which there's something in the news that excited me, but I think I'm the only one in the world who got excited about it. Hmm. It has to do with some DLC in disguise. But what's up?
Oh.
Hey.
I know what you're referencing now. Hey.
And I got made fun of on Twitter because I'm the only one who was excited about it. I am a dork.
We're all dorks.
G.I. Geek.
Yep.
Well, we start with Mr. Khan with some fondling, which, by the way, I wanted to announce this to get your reaction. On the show, because you don't know this yet, but a quote from your Batman review will be in the official PlayStation magazine. So there you go.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. I was emailed on Friday night by the man at Nippon Ichi and asked me for permission to put it in there. So there you go.
Sweet. That sound you just brightened my day right there. Holy cow. Okay.
Not mine. I've done more reviews than him. I'm not in fucking magazine.
Yeah, no, he does one like a year and he gets in. Twitter Nation over there.
Just do your fucking fondling, asshole.
You bastard. You son of a bitch.
Well, on that note, one of the games I played was Holy Invasion of Privacy, Batman. What I do to deserve this?
Batman!
Batman, yeah, for the Sony PSP.
PSP.
As a download.
Only.
It's download only.
You can only download it to your butt. When did we get Metal Gear Tourette's going on? I wasn't even aware of it.
It's not the Tourette's, though. That's when it comes on the
Meryl.
Well, it kind of sounded like it. I was confused.
Out of con.
Now we have it. My bad. See what I did?
Aqua Teen. I play Rock Band.
Fuck.
Butt sprinkles.
Butt sprinkles?
Wow.
Tackle box.
What the fuck? Where are you getting this?
It's coming out of thin air.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I guess that's
coming
box.
Out of thin air.
You should do your whole fondling Metal Gear Tourette's go.
I don't think I could.
I don't think you could either. But besides Holy Invasion of Privacy, Batman.
Yeah, which, by the way, you could read my review on
Official web, PlayStation Magazine.
Not in it, dick.
I almost said Xbox.
Yeah, I bet that's where it's at.
Yeah. Go to ztgamedomain.com.
You should go there daily. It should be your homepage. Yes.
It is my homepage.
It should be everybody's. Everybody in the world.
I go there daily.
What'd you end up giving it? Not for a spoiler alert. Holy shit. No wonder it got in the magazine.
It's so good. It's 12 out of 10. It's fucking awesome.
No, actually, I gave it an 8 out of 5.
That's crazy. We score on a 10-point scale.
Oh, am I bad?
You're broken.
Yes.
8 out of 5, huh? Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Another game that I played on my PSP.
PSP.
Is Monster Hunter
PSP.
Monster Hunter Freedom Unite.
You gonna write a review for that? Just out of curiosity.
You know something? I played some more of it, and I was like, I want to try some new quests, and I got completely pwned and owned.
Are you gonna go to Comic Con and download your free quest?
You know,
I was just gonna ask that.
Yeah,
way to get in my head out.
I pre-recorded. I can't help it.
I think it'd be pretty sweet to go to Comic-Con.
That would be fucking sweet. Is it always in San Diego?
Yeah, every year it's been in San Diego.
Now, Wizard World, that's another thing. That's in Chicago, right?
Yeah, Wizard World's just for Wizard Magazine.
Oh. And the thing is, Wizard World's huge.
Yeah, Wizard World's huge. There's no doubt about that.
It's not quite as big as Comic-Con.
There's a lot of geeks out there. They don't fuck around.
It's kind of like a Comic-Con Junior.
Wizard World.
Can you say that three times fast? Wizard World.
I can't even say it once.
Wizard
man.
World. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool to go to one year, though.
Comic-Con's awesome, like, because it has games and comics and movies and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and sometimes they show, like world premiere trailers and maybe even...
Yeah, there'll be a little tiny bit of like news and trailers that come out of that show, which is cool.
Yeah, like last...
It's just like a fun event.
Yeah, last year they actually showed a sneak peek at Tron 2, which won't be out until another 2 years from now.
Oh,
I heard about that. Isn't Megan Fox in that?
What isn't Megan Fox in
that? I thought she was.
There's some other girl that's in it.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure there's
Megan
a lot of girls in it.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait a minute. Were there any chicks in the original movie?
Yes.
In Tron?
Yeah.
I don't remember them. I just remember blue dudes driving around in little cars that look like penises.
There was a female program named Lori.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
That movie's terrible.
No.
I hurt Gambus's feelings when I said that, but
did,
I hate it.
You did hurt my feelings. He hates it. I love it. Yeah. It's actually one of my favorite movies of all time.
Would you believe it? Oh, I can't borrow it anyway.
Oh.
Hey, I'll let you borrow it.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you have it on the Blu-ray? No, you wouldn't.
I enjoyed what I saw.
I did not like that at all. It was just kind of blah.
You didn't like Space?
No, I just found it kind of blah.
And I'll tell you what.
Oh, man.
I know. Are you not a huge fan of British comedy, right?
No, I like British comedy.
I'll tell you what. Ask John W. for some ideas. He's got some good ones. He gave me a couple good ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Are we going back to fondling
yes.
at any point?
We kind of
yeah.
just went, woo!
Yeah.
Tron's made by Disney, by the way, in case you didn't know that.
Oh, I don't want to watch it anymore.
But it's unlike anything Disney's ever done. But anyway. I think when it comes to Monster Hunter, I think I'm going to have to see my Monster Hunter Sensei Carlos from GameStop. I'm going to be like, hey, man, I'm kind of stuck. How about we play some multiplayer on these stages? Yeah.
How about we play some multiplayer?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty good game, but it's very, very difficult. I mean, like...
Hey, as long as you keep playing it, you get your money's worth.
That's all
that matters.
Definitely.
Kick some monster ass.
Yes.
Some ace.
Yes. Speaking of kicking
booty.
Monsters, on the... On the Nintendo DS.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You don't have one for DS now.
DS!
Damn.
Yeah. Came up with that pretty quickly.
Damn system!
Yeah, that's what it stands for.
Nintendo's damn system.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hank.
What the hell? Oh, damn it, Bobby.
Played some more Shin Megumi Tensei Devil Survivor.
This is the same three games you played last week.
Yes, it is. But they're really long.
That's what she said, right?
Oh, snap.
She's like, I can't find it.
Where's your roadmap and your telescope?
Oh, jeez.
Take a left turn at Albuquerque.
That's the second time I heard that this week.
Well, then Bugs Bunny is still kicking in some people's brains.
Actually, it's the first time this week. Never mind. I kind of broke things.
You broke the fourth wall.
Shit.
Meow.
Dick.
Oh, well.
Fourth wall.
Bastard.
Time travel. This game is really messed up, man.
This game messed up, dude. I can't take it.
It's so messed up. Gomer, it's like, piles. Oh, my gold.
Oh, my God. Shazam!
But
it's the podcast of personalities.
You fight demons. You control demons. It's crazy. The three main characters of the game, they have DS systems that control demons.
That's, dude, demon control systems.
Yeah,
that's what DS stands for. The C is silent.
Yes, yes. I think they actually do call it, like, the demon system or something.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
But Nintendo never thought of that.
Yeah. And then there's this...
Damn devil children.
There's this, like rock star girl character or something. I don't know
she's
a rock.
Debbie Gibson?
Yeah, she probably like Debbie Gibson because she has a synthesizer, like a musical synthesizer that actually...
We can dance if we want to.
It controls demons.
Oh,
There's a lot of demons in
my
this
Yamaha
game.
Controls demons.
Yeah, Yamaha. Actually, it might be a Korg.
a cross promotion between the two games. Buy the Korg DS10. You too control demons.
Yeah. But
oh, $9.95.
There's this cult in the game that are like, oh, thousands of years ago, the Tower of Babel was destroyed by. By God and everybody.
Why is it always thousands of years ago? Like, every story starts thousands of years ago.
Thousands of years ago.
Why couldn't it just be, like, last week?
Because last week sucked.
Last week. Thousands
of years.
Man. Yeah, because the Tower of Babel didn't happen last week, dude.
I said other stories. I didn't say specifically this one. And
well,
no
what
shit,
last
the Tower
week?
Of Babel didn't
Our
happen last week.
My refrigerator went out.
Oh.
Woo. Hey, is your refrigerator running?
No.
You better catch it.
But I said no.
Yeah, well, I broke the joke anyway. Didn't need to be telling that joke.
You could do the Family Guy joke.
No.
Aw.
But yeah, man, it's like the tower. It's like they're talking about the Tower of Babel and how like technology and like the internet nowadays is kind of like a modern day Tower of Babel.
Every time you say Tower of Babel, the only thing I can think of is the second boss in Doom.
Yeah,
Cyber Demon, man.
Oh.
That was a badass level.
Doom.
He's fucking rocket launchers in your face.
Yeah.
And he had a hoof.
He had
feet.
Two hoofs.
Well, one for each foot. Dick.
He had horns, too.
Shut up, Dick.
But yeah, this game is really good and very, very bizarre.
And how bizarre.
Yeah.
How bizarre.
Oh, don't go.
And I like it. I think it's a fun game.
You play anything new?
Yeah, a couple things. I played some more Blaze Blue.
Blaze Blue!
Which is awesome.
I so wish that I had the PS3 version and you had the 360 version. I would love to play you. I think I've gotten pretty good at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I've played through all of the arcade mode. I beat it with every character, and I'm all the way through the story mode. I only have two more characters that I unlock after you beat it with everybody else.
Well, I know that you're better at it than I am then, because I haven't played nearly as much as you have.
Been doing more astral finishes to see what they look like.
Sweet. What do you think of the messed up story, man?
Dude, the story is just so fucked up, I stopped paying attention at one point.
I think it's probably I know it's a messed up story, but I think it's really cool that they actually went...
They went really deep.
They went too deep. They went like 10 miles past where they could have went.
There's so much, like all the characters intertwined with each other and stuff.
Yeah, it's very, very, very bizarre story.
I can't find... And the fact that the cat girl keeps calling Lychee the booby lady, this cracks me up. Teach me, booby lady!
I finished arcade mode last night with V13. And, that was pretty messed up.
Dude, that chick's messed up anyway.
Yeah.
Ragna, come with me! Let's go! We can go out now! Yay!
I think it's pretty cool that...
He's fucked up.
So it's like the more I play the game, the more detail I see. Like V13, like her bodysuit is always like there's a light source that's always flickering.
Dude, there's that game just cracks me up.
And
there's so much about that game is fucked up. I think the people at Arc System Works are high.
And if you notice with V13, every time that she attacks, she says something different.
Yeah. You know what my favorite attack. My favorite comment during battles is when you hit Lychee sometimes. She's like, hands off the panda. Hands off the panda. I'm like, what does that even mean? Hands off the panda. What? She said that like 20 times during one fight once. I'm like, I don't want to hit your panda in the face. Is it dead yet? Stupid panda.
Yeah, that Rachel Alucard girl, man, she is messed up. She's off the chain.
Off the chain.
Yeah. She.
We got a duck in here now, man.
Evidently. Good Lord.
Nice. Anyway.
But anyway, yeah, that Rachel
Alucard,
yeah, how she has
she
all
she drinks
the,
tea.
She drinks a spot of tea and has frogs that electrocute you. And
do you notice whenever you electrocute a character, they always have a different animation?
Really?
Yeah.
Ah. We're experiencing technical difficulties right now, so
ain't no difficulties. Get over it.
Yeah, man.
He's holding his head like over his ears like, oh my God, I can't listen to this. That's not really where the problem is, I promise.
Yeah, of course, the problem is elsewhere. Actually, it's kind of all around. But anyway, okay, I played two new games this week.
Two new games?
Yeah.
What are they?
Played the demo for Namco Essential Museum.
Is it, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Isn't there like 6,000 Namco museums?
Yes.
Plus, all these games are available in Xbox Live Arcade. Plus, they're available in Happy Meals at McDonald's. I mean, do we really need another one? Is there anything on this that's not on the other ones? Anything?
There's a remake, a new version of Xevious.
That's it.
Yeah, but
nobody really likes Xevious to start with. Right?
I do. I like Xevious.
You're okay now. And you can,
yeah, it's a good game.
It's hard to talk to your back.
Yeah.
There's a joke there.
Yes, there is. But
there's a terrible joke.
There is a terrible joke there.
We'll let our listeners come up with their own.
Insert your joke here. Please text it now.
Yeah. But, yeah, the... I actually want to probably pick this up down
the road. How much is it? $10 or 20?
$10.
$10 for how many games?
It's like 5 or 6.
I guess it's not so bad if you don't have them, but do you really not have them?
What else?
Not on PSN.
Well, I know you don't have them on PSN because this is the only collection, but don't you have them on like a collection somewhere else?
I don't have Dig Dug.
Really?
Really?
You really want to buy this collection for Dig Dug?
Actually, I want to buy it for Xevious.
Okay, I was going to say, because Dig Dug, yeah, no.
What other ones are on there?
Pac-Man, Galaga, I think Rally X.
So basically all the games that were on Xbox Live Arcade, but you get them, you get 5 of them for 10 instead of 5 of them for 25.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because they're all $5 each on Xbox Live Arcade.
And it has trophy support. Yay!
Well, they did have achievement support, too, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But lastly, last game I played, I didn't really play much of it, though. I should have given it more of a go, if you will.
Should have given it more of a college try.
Yes, I'm more of a college try right there.
Indeed.
Yes. But,
go ahead.
Bionic Commando for PS3.
Do you pick it up because it's $20?
Yes.
Fucking awesome game.
It's good.
I like it a lot.
Thing is, though, the swing mechanic, man.
You got to get good at it. It's not just flow and go, buddy. You got to master that shit. And
you do.
And it's very well done.
So it's very... thing is, though, my complaint about the control scheme, I can't really say anything about it. Because I'm playing Monster Hunter, which also has a very incredibly...
You have to have 12 fingers to play Monster Hunter.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You're quite right.
That ain't no joke, bitch.
But,
funny about what I said.
You only have to have 11 fingers to play Bionic Commando.
Yeah. It's... You just got to master the swing mechanic. Once you get it, you'll feel good.
Well, that's good because...
It's really intricate and it's... You got to spend the time with it.
I'll say this, though. So far, what I've played, I only played about a half hour of it. I think the graphics are pretty good overall.
Yeah.
I really, really like the mechanical designs.
There's a level in that game that really serves no purpose other than just to be a visual piece.
Uh-huh.
That when I walked out there, I was just like, that's really cool. It's a nod to the older games.
Oh, okay.
And it was really cool when I saw it for the first time. I think it's about like halfway through the game. But I just looked up and I'm like, that's really cool. And you got to take time to appreciate it because you don't really have to go. You don't have to do anything in this area. So you
it's just a visual piece.
It's just a visual piece and you can walk around and climb up it and look at it and...
That's really cool.
Yeah,
a nod to the fans or nod to the old school version, I guess.
Yeah.
But thing is, I can tell that it's a good game. The swing mechanic. The problem I have with it is that you have to kind of look to know where you're swinging, but at the same time, you have to look to aim.
No.
So you're looking to aim and you're looking to swing kind of at the same time?
But once you get so far into the game, it'll start becoming second nature to know what you can and cannot swing on.
Uh-huh.
So you'll know when and where you can go. It's all about the timing of when you release.
Yeah. So if the game really, really depends on timing.
Yeah. And you have to learn it. It's not like Spider-Man where you can be just flailing around and falling and spitting your web out and catching back onto something.
Yeah.
It's not like that at all.
Which, to tell you the truth, if it did go that route, it'd probably get just as much negative feedback as it did this way anyway.
Oh, yeah. It would have been like, this is too easy.
It's too easy, but whereas it stands now, everybody says, oh, that's too hard, you know.
They don't like the blue zones that you just fall into in random parts. When that does get annoying. And there are some levels where it's just like you're over water, which I thought were some of the better-looking levels. But
uh-huh.
If you hit the water, you're pretty much dead because your boots weigh like a ton and your arm weighs like a ton.
Yeah.
So you can't really swim.
Yeah, see that when they delivered the guy's arm?
Yeah, through the little pod, missile pod.
Yeah, it's like, man, this thing must be weigh a ton.
Oh, it does. It's heavy.
It's probably like 400 pounds for that arm.
He's a strong dude.
Yeah. Oh.
Of course, that's the twist.
Uh-oh.
You have to beat it to find out.
Uh-oh. Who knows if I'll actually complete the game or not, but...
I'll spoil it.
You'll spoil it.
I'll spoil it at some point.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to.
Killer Wolverine is shaking his head. No!
See, this coming from the motherfucker who's never even beat Bioshock. Let it go. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
I'm the only one in the room that has.
present people. Company accepted.
I tell you right now, neither one of you are allowed to play the second one until you beat the first one.
Obviously.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you in the chesticle.
You know, a couple of months ago, I actually did buy a Bioshock for PS3. It was, I found a good price on it. It was like $20 at Sears.
You know, on the
Sears of all places.
On the 360, you can buy that and Oblivion
for
$30.
Well, this is before that pack came out.
Mm.
This is like 2 or 3
months
ago.
Yeah, but have you played it?
Not yet.
So waiting wouldn't have done any damage, would it?
The thing is, I'm gonna wait until I can plunge through it.
It's only like a 12-hour game if you run right through it, which you've already played through half of it on the 360.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And the thing is, I'm actually going to play it differently this time than I did
before. Are you going to harvest?
No, I harvest the first time. I think I'm gonna be.
You're
a gonna
good
go
guy. For the good route.
Yeah.
You're gonna be the good guys.
Yeah.
Of IT.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's an independent transmission. Sorry.
But that's pretty much all I've been playing this week.
What are you gonna play this week? Bitch.
King of Fighters 12.
No, you're not.
How come?
Because it's not coming out till the 28th.
Are you serious?
Yep. King of Fighters follows me on Twitter. And they announced the release date, and I cried. And I told them I cried.
Really?
And they retweeted it.
Because they pushed it back last week.
Yeah, now they pushed it back this week.
Son of a...
Biatch! Yeah, I'm not very happy about that. That was my... I have my money already. I'm all paid off. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to play, you know. I've exhausted Blaze Blue and Street Fighter. You know, I'm ready for a new one. I haven't exhausted them, but I'm just ready to play a new one. But, yeah, it comes out the same day as Marvel.
Wow.
So there you go.
That's, like, too much awesome in one day.
Dude, that's four fighting games.
Well, if it comes
year.
Out the 28th, that's Tuesday. Same
ships
week.
On the 28th.
All right, my bad.
Do we not know the shipping date thing?
Well, sometimes
Mr.
the shipping...
I worked at EB. This is King of Fighters.
Sometimes.
Well, it's King of Fighters.
Well, maybe they'll...
Ain't nobody going to go pick this up early so they can sell four copies. No offense to King of Fighters, but seriously. This ain't no AAA top tier title, sorry. As much as I'd like it to be, as much as I wish fighting games were still in the know.
Yeah.
But it's not. Bitches.
That era was long, long ago.
That arrow?
Era.
Oh, I thought you said arrow. I'm like, what arrow? So what are you playing? Because you're not playing King of Fighters. Sorry.
Oh, crap.
Sorry to douse your dreams.
Yeah, you destroyed my dreams.
with a flow of disappointing liquid. Sorry.
A flow.
Ew.
It was probably yellow.
Ew. That's nasty. Actually, I'm thinking about starting Persona 3 again.
You're like the king of I play a game halfway through and then stop, play another game halfway through, then stop, then go back to the other game and play it halfway through and stop. That's like your gaming... That's your motif, right?
I have gaming ADD, dude.
I think you do. I think you just need to just barrel through something. You'll find that that's quite more enjoyable than half-assing it. Especially since you just keep half-assing the first half.
Exactly.
You never finish it.
Yeah. The thing is, game I've been playing actually the most this week, of course, was Monster Hunter. And that game does not end.
Yeah, well, maybe you should, in the side, play through a game that does end and actually finish one.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how cool it is to finish a game. Do something easy. Do something small. Do something that's like 2 hours.
Terminator Salvation says hi.
You could beat that in 2 hours. You could beat Ice Age in 2 hours. There you go. That's a fun little romp.
The Ice Age.
You know?
Sweet.
But don't buy it. Obviously, you just want to rent it.
Don't buy it.
Actually, you should buy Transformers. You can play through each campaign in about 3 hours. A piece.
And then you have the somewhat decent multiplayer.
Actually, really good multiplayer.
Yeah.
So there you go. You should buy that and play through one of the campaigns and feel accomplished. It's only 3 hours. So there you go. So, now that I'm done suggesting for you, we're going to move on to Killer Wolverine. Because I'm going to tell you all how to play and how you should play and what you should play. All
right.
Because I'm going to use my Jedi mind trick, bitch.
Well,
yeah, I don't really care.
All right. Well, I'm good. After the show last week, I went home to play a little bit of the Bigs to get my review up.
The Bigs.
Long story short, my third Xbox is dead. So, so it's in Texas right now.
It's in Texas. Are you sure it's there? Is it at the Crawford Ranch?
Probably.
Dude, I'm drinking some adult beverages.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
Dude.
I was actually going to put that on my gamer motto, but it doesn't fit because of their wonderful 21. I thought it was 22.
21.
21 character
motto. 21.5.
21.76.
So
you put fuck you instead?
I put a quote from the cavalcade of comedy from...
What was it?
Seth MacFarlane. Fuck you, that's why. Remember when the horse and the bar?
Yeah, fuck you, that's why.
Fuck you, that's why.
What was the numbers you had last time?
That was Lincoln...
Lincoln Park, are you a fan?
No, not really. That was Lincoln, to verify my gamer tag actually belonged to me for some Xbox site.
Oh.
So.
Crawling in my sleep.
Skin.
I'm crawling in my sleep. And I'm crawling in the dark, bitch. Oh,
aww.
Snap. What's up?
Hooba suck.
Hooba stank.
Oh, my bad.
Hooba gank.
So, stink. But out of the kindness of his heart, and bless your soul, Zero.
Bless my soul.
He let me borrow his extra...
My backup Xbox for when my other one breaks.
Yeah, I was worried that mine, or that one you were going to give me was going to break.
Dude, I'd make you buy me a new one and be like, you broke my Xbox. I know it didn't break itself. It's very reliable.
Xbox is reliable? Fuck.
That's what I'd have told you when you brought it back with a red ring. I'd have been like, this is your fault.
It's your fault.
I haven't had a problem out of this one for a good 3 weeks.
So, but luckily, the 3-year warranty still is
I'd hope
active.
So, because shit, man.
I don't know how long. It's been really close to 3 years since
I
bought
the system hasn't even been out of 4.
I'm not on the original, though. Well, that's... Well, I don't know. I thought it was close to end, but I don't remember. But who cares? They're covering it, so it should come back to me sometime this week.
I got you covered, mother.
Well, hopefully this one will work, because I didn't have this one long at all.
Like, how long?
Not even a year, I don't think.
Sweet.
Oh, that sounds about right.
It's getting up there.
Yeah, I guess it was his time, huh?
Yeah.
It's time to
You know, the suckiest thing is the original Xbox that I had, the original 360, the launch one, was the one that lasted the longest. So I'm progressively getting worse. So the one I get back probably lasts about a few months.
Yeah.
3 months before I have to ship it back. Fuck Microsoft. So,
okay, well, that's not freaking nice.
And I right after the show, I went to buy Bionic Commando to play it. So luckily, like I said, I got to play a little bit of it. So I played a little more of the bigs, and then... I played a little bit of Bionic Commando, and I liked the training mission when after you got your arm, a throwback to the old Bionic Commando.
Yeah.
You can play through with that skin.
After the game?
No, you have to have like a code from the rearmed or whatever. Something like that.
Oh.
Hmm.
You got to unlock it somehow. I can't remember. You got to like stand on your head and do 3 twirls and then lick your lips and stick your finger up your butt or something. I don't know.
Wow. Kind of like the typical...
Saturday night at Gamma's Contest. What's up?
Oh! Snap. You said it.
So, but, you know, like you, Mr. Khan, I had to get used to the swing mechanics. But, I you know, after I'm starting to get in the flow of it, and I hold down the swing button, so when I'm falling, he'll automatically shoot out his arm to catch whatever you can. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, because, you know... There's certain things you can't swing on, so if you
sometimes
hold that down,
if you like a nut.
He'll swing.
So you
on
just
the
hold
available.
The button down?
Yeah, usually, typically.
Really?
When I'm falling, I usually just if I miss the something I'm supposed to swing on, I just keep it held down, and he'll shoot out to the next nearest one and pray that I hit it. So
he prays,
but it does take a while to get used to.
Yeah.
And when you get going, man, going fast on that swing, it is awesome.
You can get some friggin' velocity going.
Yeah, it's
what's up, brother?
Yeah. But when I first started the swing tutorial, it said release here, the blue meter. It said, and when the tutorial said release here, and I would release there.
Yeah.
And then it would say too late, and I wouldn't make it to my destination. I'm like, you told me to release there.
I think this motherfucker here has some like.
I just have bad.
I think you have delay. I think you have delayed response. You think
well,
you do?
Well, it's probably.
Because you're always yelling in first-person shooters that you had that headshot. You
I
always
did.
Had this. I don't have any problems when I'm playing with him. Like, if I die, I know why I died. Unless there's a bout of lag or something. And then you're telling me that the blue meter doesn't work when I played it and it worked for me.
Well, maybe I am releasing it.
Hooked on Phonics worked for me, too. And you still can't spell. Shit.
Bullshit. That's what. Well, maybe I do have a bout of lag in my.
Maybe you
finger.
Need some new glasses.
I do, because these are scratched shit, and it's kind of hard to see out of them. So.
He's got lag in his glasses.
No, I think I have a heavy trigger finger. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that, because you know I can play against you in a first-person shooter. I can kill you 10 times before you kill me once. And I'm like, dude, I'm not doing anything different than you. You're just missing me. Like, when he shoots me, he's like, I shot you right in the face. I'm like, you didn't even hit me.
Dude, on my screen, I see my reticule on your face, and I pull the trigger when it's on your face. So unless I have magical missing bullets.
Yes, because you got different bullets in the game than I did.
Maybe my reaction time is just a little bit off. Maybe I'm not
quick. You should try to compensate for that.
And just lead?
Lead.
Yeah, I'm
leading
bad.
Leading is good.
I'm bad at deleting, because I always lead the opposite direction you're probably going to go in. So... I don't know. Maybe I'll have to switch up some stuff since I'm...
I try to teach you, and you just get mad.
I do
I'm like, mad. Here, let me show you how to... No, fuck this game!
Yeah.
I'm like, all righty then. Well, I'm going to go play something that you're not bitching about.
Yeah, good luck finding something that I'm not bitching
about.
Well, by
myself, bitch.
Oh, see what I do? Yeah. I alienate myself.
You do. Nobody wants to play with you. You either don't talk or yell at it.
Yeah, that's
stupid
right.
Stupid fucking bitch. I thought I've gotten better, but apparently I have not gotten better. I haven't broken as many controllers.
That's why I haven't asked you to play Red Faction again.
Shit. Oh, well. I'll get better, maybe, if I just calm down.
If you calm down, you'd be a lot better.
I tell myself to calm down, but then my brain's like, fuck you, you're not calming down.
You know, the madder you get, the worse you get.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too.
You get mad at a game, you just get worse at it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever get mad at a game, I'm like, God, I'm sucking now. It's because I'm pissed off. And then when I don't care, I usually get more kills.
Because you're, like, in the flow.
Dude, the best time is when you're drunk.
See, I was just going to say maybe I should play drunk sometime.
Dude, if you get drunk, you will do shit in games you didn't think you could ever do. Because you don't care. There are still things I've achieved. Like, I played one dude who was, like, a fighting game master one night. And we played Dead or Alive for, like, 4 hours. He couldn't beat me, and I'm drunk off my ass laughing and pointing at the screen the whole time. But he couldn't beat me. And he was getting mad the whole time.
This was back in the Dreamcast days, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
I just kept beating him over and over and over and over and over.
Those were good times.
Yes, they were. Yeah. I was drunker and shit.
We had, like, drunk gaming parties, like, every weekend for, like, an entire summer.
Yeah, Gambus Con used to drink.
Yeah.
Maybe my answer should be drunk gaming.
Maybe you should start hitting gaming. The sauce, brother. Yeah.
Hit the sauce.
Let's pound it, brother.
We should, you know, get drunk and call this the Drunk Gaming Podcast.
Dude, I don't know if I could get drunk on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon whatever.
Sunday morning.
It's before 1 p.m. and I'm already feeling a little toasty.
It's like that's when most people are becoming sober.
Yeah, they're like, we're sober up, but see, I just got started on a party. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm about to beat out some Halo as well. I love that song. It's great.
It sticks in your head.
Wow.
Man, this might as well be the Drunken Podcast.
I didn't think I'm going to talk like this for the rest of the show. Anyway, what else you playing? What else you sucking at?
Damn it.
Hearing Gambus laugh is like a child's laughter. It never gets old.
No, it doesn't.
Always makes me smile on the inside. And the outside, too.
Excellent. 1 versus 100. I played a lot of that. I started just one day just playing it. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. And I just got hooked. So, oddly enough, I suck at that.
Well, there's no reaction time on that one. You just suck at trivia, apparently.
Is it still in beta?
Yeah.
Well, of course it's in beta.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't give any prizes.
No, they're giving away prizes.
You get a lifetime supply of nothing.
I don't know what they are. It's more than
enough. Because he didn't win, obviously.
Right. Well, these guys are sick. Like, it's not only timed. Like, if you got to get the answer, like, quick and the right response, you get points for how fast you ring in and if you get the right answer. And these guys, oh, I mean, some questions are fucking simple, and then some questions are damn hard. Like, one round, the first, there's, four different rounds. Every 10 questions, you take a break. So I think there's, like, 4 rounds, half hour. The last time I played, the first round, all correct. And I wasn't even in the top 10 because I didn't answer fast enough. But I answered all 10 questions right. They were pretty simple. And then the second round started. I think I got, like, 4 right. So there's no, like, you know, level. It doesn't start off easy and then get progressively hard. It can get easy or extremely hard.
So answer
and
me
anywhere
this.
In between.
When you're playing 1 versus 100, can you hear the other 100 people?
No.
You see, that would be kind of funny if you could hear everybody.
Well, there's more than, 100 playing at a time.
Man, that just blew my mind.
I haven't. Now, see, there's different modes. The extended play, it's just the mob plays. I haven't played the where it's actually the one versus the mob. I don't know. I've never played that. So what I'm playing is just the mob, and you never get eliminated. You play the entire round.
Thing is, I was listening to a podcast, and someone said that they knew somebody who...
My cousin's a game designer on that game.
My cousin's fifth cousin said that they played this one game that this other guy played.
Why isn't it? It's never first party. It's always, I know this dude who knows this dude who knows this dude that went out with some dude's dude. I don't...
What?
But
holy...
That sounds like an episode of Jerry Springer. But anyway...
To be honest, I'm surprised.
But I heard that like somebody won in 1 versus 100, like they won the game, and they didn't get anything because they were like, oh, it's still in beta.
I don't know.
And I was saying to myself, if they're not giving any prizes because it's in beta.
Well, they just recently started giving away prizes.
Oh, they did?
It's only like a couple weeks old.
Oh, okay.
The game is free.
Yeah.
Just fucking play it and shut up.
Exactly. It's fun to play. It really is. If you like trivia, 1 versus 100 is good. There's going to be questions you know and questions you don't. It's like that with every trivia.
Oh, Jesus.
I think I'm going to wait till the sequel, 1 versus 1,000, comes out.
That's when you're going to have your Xbox back.
Yeah.
But, no, at one time, anyone can play in mob play. I don't know what it's called. But I played with a few thousand people the other night. So it's pretty fun. I don't know exactly how they group it, but you're in groups of four. Like, I had three other guys. I can see their points and how fast they rang in and everything. So it's pretty interesting.
So
it's kind of like Mag, but a trivia game.
You just blew my mind.
I'm blowing
shit.
Everybody's mind.
Massive 30. Game show game.
MGG.
Mick
Miller Genuine Draft. It's an adult beverage right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm liking that a lot. So,
that's not a game.
No, it's not.
Thank God.
I think that's it. I don't
Wow, you didn't really play shit, did
no,
you?
No, I really didn't play that much last week.
So, seriously, King of Fighters 12 has been delayed.
What, do you think I'm fucking lying?
I'm just trying to...
Trying to wrap your head around it?
Yes.
Dude, I'm telling you, it came from the official King of Fighters tweet.
But they pushed it back last week.
Yeah, I know. Well, I can't help it. I yelled at him.
That's freaking lame.
Blame Shane Bettenhausen. He's the...
Yeah.
The director of Ignition Entertainment or whatever.
Yeah, that's...
Why don't you email him and be like, Shane, what the fuck, dude?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Shane, I listen to you all the time on One Up Yours. Bring out the damn game.
Yeah.
Before I punch you in the face.
We're all waiting.
I guess we turn into the King of Fighters 12 podcast. I guess I'll leave.
Yeah, you should, because I'll own you at that game, too. God, I can't wait to play that. I don't think they make that noise, but I... What are you playing this week? You going to play anything?
Hopefully if my Xbox is back.
Your Xbox was back this week, and you didn't play anything?
Well, I played a lot of 1 versus 100.
Well, congratulations, you're turning into a soccer mom.
A soccer mom?
Trading in your guns for trivia buzzers.
Trivia questions? I love trivia games.
Yeah, there's a billion of them out there.
Yes, there is. But I don't know.
I'm about to kick you off the show. These gamers play RPG. Shit, those are real games.
Ha!
Is that sarcasm?
No, he was actually knocking me.
Yeah, I was knocking him.
That was,
da-da-da-da.
I'd rather play trivia than RPGs.
Oh. I definitely got to kick you out now.
What? A trivia game?
Which you can play on a board. Buy it at Walmart.
You can play a role-playing game on a motherfucking piece of paper.
Oh, crap. You just... Oh, I've been called out. Oh, man.
I can play a first-person shooter, too. I got my gun. Watch out. I ain't got no problems aiming.
See, you can play any game in outside of a console. Whether it's legal or not.
Hey, the Wombat's playing paintball right now.
Yeah, but that's not real bullets. Don't count.
You're part of the problem.
You are part of the problem.
Indeed.
Da-da-da.
Infamous. Well, I don't fucking know.
You already beat Infamous.
I got to collect shards, and I want to start playing as evil.
Yes, because you need to do that before you finish the 15 other games you have.
I have no at Xbox.
What is that? I have no little clicks, boss.
Hey, man, don't feel bad if you got 15 games you still need to beat. I got like 200 games I still need to beat.
Late to the party.
Yeah, times 200.
Well, there's nothing coming out that I want this week. or next week.
There was something coming out this week.
Oh, but shut the fuck up.
It got delayed.
Good. I hope it gets delayed till the end of September.
Oh,
all right. Shut the fuck up. And it's going to be your fault because it did, because you kept bitching. Shut up.
Wow. Apparently you're part of the problem.
Somebody's part of something.
I'm telling you, dude. What a dick.
It's a conspiracy.
I'm telling him to push it back just to spite you. All right? Damn.
He's a mean bitch.
Yes, he is.
Because I suck at video games.
They don't call him the Killer Wolverine for nothing.
Well, they should take out the killer part because he usually has zero frags.
Motherfucker! -1 for killing myself, all right? Shut up.
Oh,
good. Well, I played some good stuff this week.
Yeah, I could see that. Beijing 2008.
Yeah, let's start with this. let me talk about my package that I had to tweet about.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Crazy package.
Fucking get out there and see this giant package of review games. Open it up. There's 10 games in there. Oh, wow. These games were awesome.
And by awesome, you mean?
Not so awesome.
Were they all from the same...
Yeah, they're all from the same company. Two companies, Oxygen Games and PlayLogic.
Hmm.
And I opened them up, and I played them all. Let me run down the DS stuff. Actually, three of them I'd already reviewed, so I don't know why they sent them to me again, but thank you. there were 6 DS games, so the other 3 that were in there, there's Darts.
Okay.
Which, it's darts. You throw them at the board and you score some points.
So let me get...
That was the review, too.
Let me get this straight. It's a DS game.
It's a DS game.
Just called darts.
Well, it's PDC darts. World Championship darts.
Yeah, I guess you tap the board where you
want. No. That'd be way too easy, dude.
Simple.
Seriously,
just tap the middle
tap where
every
you
time.
The middle where you want to go. No, it's not like that.
All right.
No, you have to, like... Put your stylus on the screen where you think you want it to aim, and then you, like, pull back and push forward to do the power. So it's like, whoosh.
Huh.
So you're drawing little lines, and whoosh. It makes that noise, too. And that's it. And you know what's awesome? I got 3 copies of this game. One for the DS, one for the PS2,
what?
Which used the analog sticks, and one for the Wii.
Hmm.
Which one played better?
The DS. Because the Wii version doesn't work. Like, I'm holding the Wii remote like a dart, and I pull my arm back, and my dude on screen just stands there. His arm doesn't move, so I do this number where I look like I'm disjointed, and finally his arm moves, and then I throw, and I miss.
And the remote goes through the television set.
I think the most awesome thing about the dart game, though, was the announcers, because they got so into it. Like, every time your score was up, he's like, that's a 140!
So, wait.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Did the dart game in GTA 4 play better?
The dart game in GTA 4 was like, you just move the cursor until it goes in the middle. I mean, it wasn't hard at all.
This game actually takes some gaming skills.
No, it really doesn't.
Are there different modes at least?
No.
What?
Darts wow. And... yeah, there's probably other...
Well, all the professional dart players are in it.
That's all that matters?
I didn't know any of them.
I would hope not. I would make fun of you.
But I played... That was 3 of the games that was in the package. It was darts for the DS, the Wii, and the PS2.
There should be, like, an option for drunken darts.
Dude, that'd be awesome where the cursor's just moving all over the screen. I can't hit it in the middle.
Or you could just get drunk yourself and play it.
I could just get drunk myself and buy a dartboard.
That would probably, hopefully with a rubber tip.
No.
Oh, that would
be the real shit.
Fucking scary.
Let's do this.
Dude, point that way.
I'm going to do this.
Charge.
I played Hurry Up Hedgehog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now. From the name and the cover, you think this is a Sonic ripoff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Ain't no platforming, ain't no side-scrolling, ain't nothing going on.
What is this, first-person shooter?
Nope.
RPG?
Nope.
Racer?
Nope.
Space shooter?
Nope.
Is it kind of like a carnival game?
Nope.
Strategy?
Nope.
Open world?
Nope.
Open world? What the fuck is it? Just a fucking picture?
Basically,
it's Tetris, right?
It's based off of a, I guess, a board game by a couple people. And you basically have six lines. It's like a square board. You have six lines. And each line, you have a hedgehog. You have three on one team, three on the other, or you can control all six, or you can play up to like five players and have six players and have one hedgehog in each line. And then it spins like that thing on The Price is Right, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do with the light going up and down. And whenever it stops, that lane can move.
It's like red light, yellow light?
Basically,
green light, whatever it's called?
Yeah. And the objective is to get all of your hedgehogs over to the other side.
Wow.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. It's actually different. You know? My only problem, and Oxygen Game seems to be really guilty of this all the time, there's no fucking tutorial in these games. Like when I played the Challenge Me Math and the Challenge Me Brain Games and all that stuff, there was never like a tutorial that said, okay, here's how you do it.
Here's how you do math.
Here's not how you do math, fucker. Go back to school, bitch.
That's what the tutorial is.
But there's no tutorial that ever tells you how to play these games, which is where I get confused. So I had to go in the instruction manual. Oh, my God. I had to go in the instruction manual and read how to fuck to play these games. And that's where I learned that it was based off a board game created by these two people.
I've never even heard of the board game.
I really wanted it to be a Sonic ripoff, though. Like, seriously. I was so looking forward to that. And I turned on, I'm like, oh, it's just a square board.
Such a missed opportunity.
And hedgehogs apparently run across picnic tables. I don't know when this happened. Because that's like the background for the level is like a picnic.
Picnic table.
You can fall in little craters that are apparently in the picnic. Because apparently there are craters in picnics.
Sounds dangerous.
It's dangerous. I'm trying to think what else did I play. Also, the one thing I played that I did like for the DS was Hysteria Hospital. Which, don't go out there and get all excited like it's going to blow your mind. It was just fun. And basically, you just have, you start off in a hospital and you have to treat patients. So you just like tap on them and drag them to different areas of the hospital to have them treated. Then you got to clean up their stuff. And then just,
so it's not like Trauma Center?
No. It's like theme hospital, but very, very stripped down. I actually thought it was fun. And then I played it on the Wii and I'm like, wow, the DS version whoops this one's ass. The Wii version was blurry and ugly and complicated. And
it probably used the same graphics as the DS version.
Actually, I thought the DS version looked better. But on the Wii, it's much harder to move the little hand around on the screen to move people as opposed to just tapping them.
Yeah.
You know, it's much easier to do it that way. I think the DS version was much better. What else was in there? What else was in there? Did I nail it all? I'm trying to think. The only other DS game that I play a lot of DS games this week, as you can tell, was Treasure World, which wasn't in that package.
Oh, I read your review about that game.
Man, just go to Walmart, click some shit. That game is it's not a game. It's not a game at all.
It's a collecting.
Yeah, you just go around collecting shit.
Yeah.
You basically just go and go past Wi-Fi signals, and every Wi-Fi signal will give you a different piece of junk. And you collect the junk, and then you can, like, you have this monster collection. You can actually sync it up to the website, and, like, you just collect shit.
By moving to different areas
every
where
Wi-Fi,
you actually live?
Yeah. Whatever Wi-Fi signal hits it creates a new item in the game. And dude, I walked through Walmart, and just, it was like a treasure trove of junk. Like, I must have hit, like, 100 Wi-Fi signals in there. I'm like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Wow.
Really?
It could totally become an addiction if you let it.
Yeah, if you're a person who goes to, like, Starbucks all the time, take that sucker to Starbucks.
I tell you what, that, and you can make little songs in the game with your stuff that are, like, 12 notes long, and then you can upload them to the web and send them to people.
Interesting.
The game has potential to have, like, a huge community, but there is no game.
You just go around collecting stuff.
You just go around collecting shit.
You trade stuff with
other people? Yeah, you can trade stuff with other people. You can, like, you can go online and actually earn stuff at specific days, kind of like Animal Crossing.
Can you sell stuff, too?
Oh, you can't sell
actually, this is a game. It's a game that you don't play, but the game plays you.
You know, it actually gives you a warning. It's just, like, you take the DS. You don't have to walk around, like, with the DS in your hand. You can fold it up, put it into sleep mode, and put it in your pocket.
Uh-huh.
And every time it finds something, it'll beep. So it's like a metal detector. Like you just walk around Walmart like beep,
it's like a
beep,
scavenger
beep,
hunt.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, it's just a giant scavenger yeah. hunt.
So I mean, it sounds like
this
the
should
game.
Just be a downloadable free game.
I don't know. I think it could be really cool.
Well,
I saw it at Best Buy a couple days ago.
If you want to be addicted to just collecting shit, like if you want your DS to do something when it's off, there you go. Then you can upload it to the website. You can even get little hats and shit for your avatar.
I got the funny hat.
Wow. You can compare all the stuff you have online with other people. It's really well done. It's really cool.
Is it full retail, though?
That's like $30. I mean,
no.
I think.
I think it was less than that.
Is it? Is it 20?
I think it might have been.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's different. It's finally something that uses the DS in a different way.
Well, it definitely uses the Wi-Fi in a different way.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Metal Gear Solid where the Wi-Fi signals would create soldiers for you. That was cool.
Yeah. Huh. They need to implement more stuff like that in games.
Yeah, no doubt. My PS3 got turned on so I could play,
got turned on.
Infamous, which is awesome. I'm almost finished with it. Almost finished with it.
Sweet.
Getting near the end.
And you're playing as evil.
Man, some stuff happened in that game that I don't know if it happens in both stories, and it's fucked up.
I kind of want to know so I can tell you either way.
Yeah, but you might not want to know because...
Yeah,
you might want to go through the
game. Let me ask you a question. Did you do the mission where you had the choice between the two buildings and the bombs?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Did you go for the multiple people or the one person?
Multiple people. You went for the one person.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because that's the evil way.
Yep. And that scene that happens?
I don't know that one.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I don't know that one.
That's fucked up.
Oh, man. I need to get back into this game.
Nah, I kind of want to know.
I was
it's
like,
gonna be a while. I might have to make you tell me because it's gonna be a while before I beat it on evil.
I just kind of sit there. I'm like, oh, that's mean.
Oh, I'll probably guess what happens.
That's mean. Some of those missions towards the end have really started pissing me off.
Yeah,
really started pissing me off.
I heard the final boss is really tough.
No, he's not.
Really.
He's really not. Once you know what he does and how to beat him, he's not hard at all. At all.
Oh, okay.
You just got to know his patterns and exactly
I tell you what, that boss,
what you can do.
The boss going from the second to the third island was a joke. On the bridge?
Oh, yeah.
That was a joke.
Yeah,
that wasn't even a challenge.
Yeah.
But the missions that I've gotten to after that have just been fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Knocking down those UAVs, those things suck. Seriously, suck. I hate those things.
Yeah. I hated the balloon mission.
The balloon mission didn't bother me as bad until the balloon started shooting at me. Mm. Then I got mad. I'm like, how does a balloon have a machine gun on the side of it? Pissing me off.
Yeah.
There was one mission I just got mad at and quit. That's where I'm at, actually, I think.
Which one?
Oh, what was it?
I tell you what, the enemies on the third island... They ain't no joke.
Fuck those dudes. But that one dude looks badass.
I would shoot him in the head and it's a headshot.
Yeah,
didn't kill
they
him.
Don't die on a headshot.
I'm like, shit.
The guy's on a third. But the dude that, like, grows real big and.
Yeah, I like them.
That dude's
but they're
badass.
Easy.
They're
as
easy,
hell.
But they look sweet
yeah.
as shit.
Yeah.
That third island is different.
And you have to, with those guys, you have to either arc restrain them or bio leech them.
Or just kill them.
Or, well, what's the fun in that?
I have fun with killing them. I don't fuck that. I don't
leave
nobody
no prisoners.
Alive. I kill them. I kill them in the face.
And of course, going back on with the NPD numbers, everyone's all like,
prototypes killing Infamous. You could have let that go. We didn't have to talk about that.
I just pissed me off. Sorry. I thought
we didn't need to re-spark that debate because the people on the internet are doing it anyway. And I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
I played both games. I fucking love
right.
both of them.
And there's no reason for it, because they are both great games. It's just, I think the only reason why they're killing them is because it's on two systems instead of just one.
Actually, the PS3 version didn't sell shit, because everybody bought Infamous. Which is another shame thing, because like I'm not going to play Prototype, because I got Infamous.
They're both great games, they're different. But
yeah, I plan on picking up Prototype sometime in the future.
Prototype was the best-selling game of the month.
We'll get into all that shit later. I just thought I would bring it up because I think it's bullshit.
I played a game called Infernal for the Xbox 360. It's called Hell's Vengeance. And basically you play an angel who has been cast out because apparently you were one of God's assassins who carries a gun and shoots people. And then you get, you know, betrayed and God puts a hit on you and then you go to work.
He puts a hit on you.
And then you go work for the devil.
So God's like a mob boss or something.
Dude, this game is some of the best dialogue ever. Some of the best dialogue. It's terrible. It's terrible, man. Like, when you first start to work for the devil, you're in a church or something, and the devil comes out, and he's a black dude with long hair and a cane. He's not the devil, I don't think. He works for the devil or whatever, and he's called Mr. Black or something like that. And he's standing in the church, and he, like, puts the cane down. He's like, feel the power, and the whole place just comes on fire. And I started laughing while I was playing it. I'm like, this is so bad.
I'm still trying to grasp in the whole God putting a hit on you thing, and you're a hitman for God?
You were a hitman for God in a thing called the Etherlight.
Is that his assassination club?
Yes.
Holy shit.
And to top it all off, if it wasn't bad enough just to be cheesy, the game just plays so bad. It's like a third-person shooter that always has the reticle. And you can't put your gun away. You can't zoom in with your gun. You can't, like, go into a special aim. Your melee is terrible. You're always running out of bullets because you're always missing people.
Unlike Bionic Commando, Boogeyman. Sorry.
But it's just... I want to like it.
Is this download?
No.
I don't think it'll ever be download.
The main character sounds like he's trying to sound like Jason Statham from The Transporter, and it's not working. It's not working at all. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. I used to be an angel of God.
Kind of sounds like Keanu Reeves.
No, dude. Whoa, I know Kung Fu. But his voice, like I was, oh, it's just bad. Don't play it. The arcade game that I played was actually really good. Was Madball's the Babbo Invasion. It sounds stupid, I know, but if you took Marble Madness and gave it a gun.
Give Marble Madness a gun?
Dude, that's what it is, and it's awesome. It's awesome. You need to play this. This game is awesome. Game is awesome, seriously. You can, like, different... It's got the whole, like, this weapon's more effective against this enemy kind of shit, but just walking around as a... And you remember those balls from when we were kids that had the big eyes on them and, the veins on them and stuff? Mad balls.
Yeah, mad balls.
Yeah, that's what it is. You roll around as one of these balls and you pick up shotguns and machine guns and shit and blow the shit out of other things.
Those things were awesome, like the giant eyeball.
Yeah. You know what's even... You can take your avatar, your 360 avatar, and make it into a mad ball. So it's just your head rolling around the level with a machine gun.
Wow.
Dude, it's an awesome game. Awesome, awesome game.
Man, you've been playing some messed up games lately, I tell you.
That's what you get for being a reviewer, dude. buy two, get one free sale at GameStop. I picked up Beijing Olympics. I do not like it because there is no learning curve. The computer just whoops your ass right out of the gate. Not very fun. I'm like, I know I don't suck this bad at Olympic Games, but it just whooped my ass right out of the gate. Also in that sale, I picked back up Black Sight, Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
I like that game. It's a generic first-person shooter, but I had fun with it. And the other game I picked up that I've been wanting to play for a while was Kingdom Under Fire, Circle of Doom. I never bought it when it came out. And I like it. It's just your traditional hack-and-slash kind of game. Multiple monsters of enemies, you know.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I tried to play Monkey Island Special Edition for Xbox Live Arcade. I just don't think I have the patience to play those games anymore or sit through all the dialogue. I think that's really the long and the short of it.
That's a point and click, right?
Yeah, it's a point and click game.
Yeah, I wouldn't have patience for it either.
Adventure. Adventure game.
I heard the humor's pretty good.
Humor's excellent. It's a really funny game. It really is. I mean, just any game where the main character's name is Guybrush Threepwood. I mean, seriously.
That's my kid's name.
You should. You should name your kid Guybrush.
Guybrush.
Blaze Blue, obviously played a lot of that. Still
really?
Loving that.
No way.
All the time, baby. All the time.
Oh, yeah.
I put back in Ski-Doo Challenge so I could
yeah, I saw that.
Get my achievements.
I saw you get the achievements.
Yeah.
On that spam.
All my spam?
Yeah, man.
But I did play that a little bit. It's still pretty bad. I wouldn't recommend it. I'm just trying to get my achievements before I trade it in. Yes, I'm a whore. Thank you. Good night. playing some more Call of Juarez, Bound in Blood. Loving that game. The more I play it, the more I like it. It's a long game, too. But I'm really, I've almost got the like, showdown thing down. I pull out my gun and pop him. Almost got it mastered now.
Right in the face.
In the face.
Pop him right in the face.
You don't really get a chance to get him in the face. Just so you know. But I finished Transformers Decepticon campaign. Sweet. Unlocked Starscream Generation 1 colors for a multiplayer.
Nice.
Can't wait to play that. And more Tom Clancy's Hawks, which I can't recommend enough. For $20, you should definitely buy this game.
I need to find the money.
Fun-ass game.
You know something?
I know a lot of things.
I was going to buy King of Fighters 12 this week, but I just might buy some other games this week instead.
Or you could just wait another week. It's just another week. Last week went by really quick.
It did?
Yeah.
It went by for you real quick, huh? It went by for me really slow. I'm like, oh, only 572 hours left till.
Well, now you have another week to wait, so.
Now the fondling is done. No,
you didn't
more fondling.
Did you do your
my future?
Yeah, man.
My future fondling is just more of the same. I want to finish
and
Infamous.
Explosion Man. I totally forgot. It is this week. Starts
Explosion
this
Man.
Week. Summer
Bad
Arcade
ass.
This week.
And I heard it's going to be pretty sweet.
Explosion Man's going
to
be awesome.
I tell you what, you need to watch that music video that I put on the blog. Priceless. Fucking priceless. Did you guys watch it?
No.
Aww.
I was at work when I saw it. I couldn't watch it.
Oh, it's priceless.
Yeah, I'm excited about the Explosion Man.
Yeah.
I, too, would have liked to have played King of Fighters this week, but I can't. So, I'll see what else comes out this week. I hopefully should have my college football. That would be nice.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get it this week.
To play some college foosball, because it's almost football season.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's getting in there.
Couple more months to preseason kickoff. Woo!
Dude, it's only a month till preseason kickoff. Starts in August, dude. This is July 20th.
So, I just can't believe how fast July's going.
So double.
Yeah. This is, I hate the cold. I hate the snow. But damn, I love the football.
Football.
And baseball will finally be over.
Yeah, thank God.
You know something? I think I actually might pick up Madden this year.
Just pick up 2 years ago. It's the same game.
Oh, God damn. Did you just say that? We don't say that.
Oh, my bad. Yeah,
Madden's going to change this year. I can feel it.
With Brett Favre and a purple and white jersey.
Brett Favre. Brett Favre.
And Madden's actually Boom. Not going to be. Monday Night Football just won't be the same.
Dude, he didn't
Not
do
Monday
Night
Football,
football.
Sunday Night Football.
I'm going to say he
just
didn't
won't
do
be the
Monday
same with Chris Collinsworth replacing
Boom.
John Madden.
Turducken.
And his
Madden.
Most obvious
Boom.
Comments. But
Boom. The big old paws in there.
Cankles.
Cankles. Anyway, we're doing some news. And now, here's some news, bitch.
That's the short one.
Ain't no Wombat here today, so we're going to do some news. Overclock Remix releases its 14th project album. You can go download some stuff. There's some good music on that site. Mm. It's been a long time since I've been to that site.
It's free, too.
Yeah, so. It's all free, which is awesome.
If you love video game music, man, go to that site.
Oh, The Force Unleashed keeps getting better. There's some new achievements announced, which are probably going to go along with some DLC, baby.
They're saying we'll probably hear the DLC at Comic-Con.
Yeah, meet Jabba. How about that?
That's sweet.
Defeat Boba Fett? Defeat Obi-Wan? What's up?
Probably some spoilers
wow.
in there. We should probably say that, but...
Oh, like, nobody knows you beat Boba Fett in Star Wars. Apparently, you are not of the Star Wars geek persuasion.
I am not. I like the movies, but I am not of the geek persuasion.
Yeah, well, you
so
need to
it.
Step off.
I'll step on.
Apparently, APB is going to cost money to play. Some subscription fees. But it is an MMO, so if you didn't expect that, you were delusional. Just telling you.
Yeah, I didn't put that in there. That was all his words.
Yeah, whatever. rumor time, Saints Row is coming to the PSP in March 2010.
That was
why.
That was on the I guess the Swedish band's website who was doing the music for it. I tried to contact my dudes at THQ, but they didn't reply to me.
Well, they're not going to tell you about rumor. They don't comment on rumors.
Well, no. Well, they might. I know some people don't, but obviously they don't. A response of "we don't comment on rumors" would have been nice.
Oh, stop crying. Rock Band is allowing artists to not only sell their own music, but upload their own music into the game and sell it. So all you garage bands can put your music in Rock Band
now.
Yeah,
you have to be unsigned.
How awesome is that?
That
so
is
maybe the
sweet.
Feast of the Dead will be in Rock Band soon. What the fuck happened there? That's broken.
Probably part of game trailers where I got the video. So
no, that's your tags.
It's probably in the div where the video is.
We're talking technical talk.
Sorry.
Nobody cares.
No one does.
Next week's Rock Band DLC because I can't talk about a video.
This week, sorry.
We have Kings of Leon, Rancid, Rise Against. Oh, that's awesome. Rise Against. Yeah, Rancid. Yeah. You know, I just... Did NoFX made it onto the PS3 version of Rock Band? Why are they not on the 360 version?
When did they come on the...
It was like a few... like about a month ago. I saw it on the PlayStation.
The DLC was the same.
I did too, but I saw it on the PlayStation Store update, and I went to the Xbox Live Marketplace. It's not there.
That's weird.
I'm like, this makes me angry.
Huh.
I want NoFX DLC. Bayonetta. Delayed in the US and Europe until 2010.
It seems like a lot of games anymore coming out in the fall getting pushed back till next year.
Mass Effect.
Yep. Mag is post rumor to be pushed back till next year.
Dude,
too.
Mag's coming out Christmas 2011.
2012.
Right when the end of the world happens.
Yeah, right. Right,
there. Right when the continent splits in half.
You get to pop it in and play. Like, oh, this is going to be awesome. Before it explodes. Oh.
Killzone 2, Napalm, and Cordite, the weapons pack, gets you a flamethrower, a bolt gun, and an explosive cocktail. Cocktail. Streets of Rage is now available on the iPhone App Store.
So, I wonder how that plays.
Probably like Streets of Rage.
But on an iPhone?
On an iPhone. There's dude, no... that picture is, like, flamboyant. The Eagles of Death Metal track pack is up for Guitar Hero. Yeah.
Oh, I want to say something for the blog. We got our first subscriber.
Woo! Our first?
Yeah, man.
Not supposed to...
Welcome. To the many wonderful people that are already subscribing to our blog.
Welcome.
<That's> awesome. Obviously, Holy Invasion of Privacy Badman is out. $20. Download only on the PlayStation Store. Oh, Xbox Live Summer Update. Diatles.
Did I really spell that? God damn it.
Diatles.
I need someone to edit my news. I fail as the editor.
Definitely not me.
You only linked... half of Engadget, too.
Shit.
The T is not linked, so apparently that's not part of it.
No, not the T. No, it's just Engadget.
Engage.
Shit.
Invage.
See, that's why I need more subscribers so people can point out my fuck-ups.
Netflix updates, movie parties. You can like, sit and watch movies with your friends over the internet, which just shows the decline of modern society.
Now, are there any... details like, do we all have to have the movie downloaded or can
I don't know.
There's no details
about any of this. It'll come out and you'll care for 5 minutes and then you'll just stop. Apparently you can manage your Netflix queue through the Xbox, which that's cool. And smoother viewing experience when bandwidth fluctuates. More info on the Friends channel and guide. Show what your friends are doing. Gambus Khan is masturbating.
Wow.
Oh, man.
You can deck out your avatar with new clothing and props.
Yeah.
Obviously, a Master Chief helmet incoming.
The first premium avatar clothing's coming out soon.
Clothing, premium items, awards. You can earn stuff for your avatar. Games on demand, obviously, is what Xbox Originals used to be. You can be able to download games. Apparently, you can even get manuals but you can't sniff them, Gambus.
Yeah, so don't
they're
try
digital.
To sniff your television.
This is the decline of society.
It is.
When you can't sniff your instruction manual.
User ratings for stuff, which is actually kind of cool, but I don't expect it to work very well. Because people never vote the truth. Never vote the truth. Xbox Live party updates with party reconnections and streamlined invites. Some new video display options. Basically, it's just going to find it for you. It's like an automatic whatever.
How convenient.
You get a stamp on your gamer card that tells you how long you've been a gold member.
Hmm. Day one, baby.
Day one, biznitch. indie games are what is going to be the rename for Xbox Live Community. New achievement browser that's easier to read through. You can now also launch a game directly from the achievement browser. New achievement tracking includes a summary of earned achievements across all games. Man, that's going to take mine forever to load. More streamlined navigation, active downloads, redeeming codes, and recovering gamer tags. No more blank voice messages. That's good. That shouldn't be there from the beginning. Friends list sorting and new timestamps on your memory. New account management options. This Xbox Live update does not include Facebook, Twitter, Zoom video, and 1080p instant on demand and last.fm. So, no for you. No soup for
Should
you.
Should be out a couple weeks.
Well, they're going to start beta testing it in a couple weeks.
Wow.
Top 10 games of June. NPD numbers are in. Prototype, number one on 360 at 419,000 units, which is a lot. UFC still on there at number 2. EA Sports Active at number 3. Tiger Woods for the Wii at 272. With the. Does that include both versions? One with and without? I don't know. I think it does. Wii Fit at number 5. Fight Night Round 4 at 6 and 7. 360 on top with PS3 close behind. Mm-hmm. Mario Kart still on there. Good God. Red Faction Guerrilla shows up for the 360 and Infamous at number 10. And hardware sales were ridiculous. Ridiculous. The Nintendo DS is a giant monster money printing machine that sold 750,000 units in the summer. In the summer.
Just think how much bank they're going to make during the winter.
Good God Almighty. Red Faction Guerrilla, Demons of the Badland. That's the name of the DLC. Yeah. It's going to be available in 3 weeks for $10. Or 800 space bucks. Spyborgs coming to the U.S. September 29th. Are you excited? That's a lot of talk that I'm not going to do about that game. Nintendo DSi joins lineup at Pitchfork Music Festival. What is the Pitchfork Music Festival?
Some of the 1UP guys were talking about it on Twitter last night.
Well, apparently it's already happened. So, that was bunk. Nintendo DS sells more than all home consoles combined in June. That tells you something.
A lot of DSs.
I don't even know what that is. I don't know. Power Pros Touch now available on the App Store. Which Power Pros is the 2K like game with no necks and no arms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That game's kind of fun. That's a fucked up picture, dude.
I had to work with what I had and I didn't have much.
Darkest of Days is now available for pre-order.
That's not the one I'm talking about. Never mind. Keep going.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is coming to PSN on August 13th, which is 2 weeks after it hits Xbox Live Arcade.
Makes no sense.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Is that the deal they got for getting the demo?
It's a pretty shitty deal.
You get 2 weeks late on your release date.
Considering the demo is crap.
Yeah, it was crap.
Capcom announced a ship date for Resident Evil 5 PC, coming September 15th, 2009.
Hmm.
2009. Should I even go through that?
You can just say that, you know, the title. If you want to see the Pac-10 independent game winners.
PAX.
My bad. Pac-10's something different.
Yeah, that's football, dude.
Pac-10 winners, independent winners. Just head over there. See them all.
Head over to the blog, bitch.
Please.
Come on now. come over and subscribe. Kill the Wolverine feels alone.
Skip all that.
PlayStation Store update.
Maybe you can hit like the
Namco Museum Essentials for $10. It's 450 megs. By God, man, what's in there? Those games are like 2 megs a piece.
It's got some kind of a central hub
that takes up more than the games do.
Thing is, though, from the look of it, it looks like it might be made to accept future installments.
Limited edition Assassin's Creed Bloodlines PSP pack is coming with a PSP 3000 system, a copy of the game, obviously, a UMD movie, they're still pushing this shit, and a 2 gig memory stick.
Hmm.
Oh my God, dude, that's a lot of information about that. Peter David, the guy with two first names, pens a video game script for Shadow Complex. He has, where's his stuff? The author's vast credits include award-winning 12-year run on The Incredible Hulk and other titles such as Supergirl, Aquaman, Spider-Man, Star Trek, and Wolverine. So he's a comic book writer.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Silver members, are you ready to play 1 vs. 100 on live?
Again.
I was holding.
Oh.
But that's already happened, too, so moving on. Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker info. The game picks up where MGS3 left off with Naked Snake in 1974. Apparently, this guy that makes the game's name is Koija. Says he planned for the project while working on Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops. So, Koija? It's not Kojima anymore?
That one I just copied and pasted.
Somebody spelled it Koija?
I didn't write that one.
Whoever wrote that story, you failed. You misspelled Kojima.
Epic Phil.
Epic.
How they spell
Phil.
It?
Koija.
Wow. See, that wasn't my fuck up, so I can't claim that one as my own. Sorry.
FIFA 11 is going to use Natal technology, so you can get your footy on.
Get your footy on.
Fancy footwork.
You don't like my name for that? Footy?
No.
Footy? I bet the British people call it footy.
No, they call it football.
Well, they call it football, but it's also footy is short for it. Maybe you should step up on the times, brother.
Why don't we ask our overseas?
I go ahead and ask the overseas listener. They can either tell me I'm a fuck card.
Fuck card? What's a fuck card?
Or they can say he's right. We call it footy sometimes.
Well, let's hope that you're on my side and call you a fuck card.
Colin McRae Dirt 2 gets a release date of September 11th in the UK. September 10th, everywhere else. Okay. Natal to start a new generation of entertainment. Is that a red ring?
I think it is.
It looks like a red ring, dude.
Natal
has a red ring. Dude, it ain't out yet. It's already broken. 505 Games is going to be using satellite data for IL-2 Sturmoville, Birds of Prey. Dude, I remember that game came out like when I was like 5. But it was Sturmovik. Remember that game for the PC? Apparently not.
No. Wait, that one? I know it's not really a story, but if you've seen this trailer, it looks fucking badass. For Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet.
What is it coming to?
PC only right now.
Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet.
It looks phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Anybody see the new Guitar Hero drums? Wow.
You see, they're not looking totally completely
They look
different.
The same, except they have, like, cymbals.
Like I said, real cymbals, and they got off that, like, the divider thing on the drums.
Yeehaw.
It's just, so, it's not much different, so. More plastic instruments to take up space.
There you go. 22 new tracks have been announced, which brings the tally up to 46. If you want to see them all, my highlights are definitely Nirvana's Lithium, which is awesome. Rammstein's Du Hast, which is going to be awesome at parties. And yeah. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with American Girl. That's pretty awesome. So, and do we really need more Kiss? No, we don't. Collector's Edition for Dragon Age Origins has been announced. GameStop gives you 10 case, bonus DVD, cloth map, and 3 pieces of exclusive in-game content, and an exclusive additional in-game content, the Stone Prisoner Quest. So, and an unlockable item for Mass Effect 2. So, yeah, you know you're going to buy it.
Yes.
You can get hands-on with Bayonetta at Comic-Con if you go.
I heard that...
You want to get hands-on with
her? There's going to be a chick dressed up like her at Comic-Con.
I bet you're excited. As we mentioned earlier, free quest for Monster Hunter at Comic-Con.
What did they say, eight? Was it?
Yeah, there's like eight.
Six or eight or something.
There's
like
eight
that.
Free quests coming yeah. if you go to the booth.
You need to bring the PSP in the game so and a memory stick. That
well, that would obviously make sense, wouldn't it?
I'm just telling them what the story fucking said.
Atlas named their PSP title, the beat-em-up game that was called Kinkabancho 3 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's called Kinkabancho Badass Rumble.
That's sad.
That's a terrible name.
It is terrible.
And the thing I talked about earlier that I said I was a whore over, I was the only one who was excited about, Transformers DLC for Revenge of the Fallen. 10 new multiplayer characters, including Generation 1 Starscream, which is already there, and movie favorites like Sideswipe, 3 new maps, new characters in the campaigns, a new difficulty mode, new achievements and trophies. Exciting for me. Keep adding the Transformers to the game.
Transformers.
What? Oh, my God. Guinness Book of World Records launches the contest on iPhone and iTouch. Basically, to become a world record holder, beating the video game score challenge, holding the world record for the most points on August 15th, 2009. What game are they playing?
Guinness World Records.
There's a game for...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Valkyria Chronicles 2... has been announced.
For PSP.
PSP.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Billy Gates wants Project Natal to come to Windows PC.
It's excited. Good to want things.
Man, really? Really? Are we going to report this again? Rockstar working on GTA 5? No shit. No shit.
You told me not to be biased, man.
I'm not biased.
No, I said you told me not to, so I got to cover it.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare Prestige Edition. You get an art book and a pair of fully functional night vision goggles.
Oh, snap.
Plus, a token, which, why did this not get announced somewhere, to download the remake of the original Call of Duty for Xbox Live Arcade or PSN.
Sweet.
That's pretty awesome.
Man, those night vision goggles, that's a...
I like how you said sweet like you didn't know that. It's your news.
I know. I'm just saying sweet. I just can't believe they included a fucking pair of functioning goggles.
Those night vision goggles, bad idea for gaming geeks.
$149.99.
Because of the damn goggles.
Yep.
How much fun, though, would you have to turn off the lights in the room and just walk around with them on? That'd be pretty cool to play with. No, it wouldn't. Yeah, I think they would be.
We got some new melees and playgrounds coming in the historic battle game add-on pack for Halo Wars. Lots of stuff coming. It's like 4 new maps. Wow. New achievements. So if you're still playing that, good time. Lots of new cars, SUVs, and luxury sports cars are coming to Forza 3. We got a list of them over at the blog. Obviously, the balls are ready to roll, and Madball's Babbo Invasion came out this week. It was awesome. Nintendo transforms Times Square into a spectacular Wii Sports Resort.
Already happened.
No, it didn't.
Oh, I thought
Thursday, July 23rd.
Oh, that's coming up.
At 7th Avenue and Broadway Avenue.
So, what are they going to do?
They're going to release Wii Sports Resort.
Hmm.
College foosball is out. Go pick it up. You like college foosball? AT&T customers will be the first to play the mobile version of Maple Story. So, what the fuck is Mothership Zeta? Those
Fallout
look like aliens.
It's Fallout 3.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Shows you how much I pay attention.
Yeah.
That's the new DLC, brother.
Yeah, you fight freaking aliens. And
you get abducted by aliens, man. August 3rd. $10.
Yeah. The tagline should be called, Get Taken. Oh!
This right here is awesome. Battle Fantasia is coming to the PSN this fall.
Yeah.
Which was an awesome game on the 360. If you did not play it, you should definitely pick it up. It's made by the same guys that do Blaze Blue. And I loved it. Awesome game. Awesome. I might buy it again on PSN. If they add some stuff to it. Ninja B announced it has finished making love.
Finally, huh?
Finally they're done.
Man, that's a long time. I think that's a world record.
It's called Kaloki Love, the next installment in the Kaloki series. It's available in the App Store, and it's only 99 cents. You should buy it.
99 cents.
Fallout 3 DLC coming to the PSN. Are there dates in here?
There should be at the bottom.
September. The end of September. So
they don't follow the release schedule of the 360 either. I think they're starting with Broken Steel.
BioShock 2 delayed 2010. So there you go. Apparently Konami releases a game about ants for the WiiWare.
Kill ants.
Being excited about being an ant.
An ant killer.
Baseball Superstars surpasses 10 million downloads. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of games. New Nintendo downloads for the WiiWare this past week were BitBoy by B+, Incoming by JV Games, Ant Nation, as we already mentioned, Virtual Console, you had Secret Command from the Master System, Pulse Man from the Genesis, Brain Challenge from GameLoft. That's DSiWare, I'm sorry. BioWare enters the mix of what?
The Activision thing.
Threat of pulling out of the PS3. Silly. He says Activision is silly. They're silly.
Just plain
this whole
silly.
Thing is just stupid. Just stupid.
Silly. Meryl. Atacon.
Boogers.
What?
What? Who? What in the hell? All right. So we got time for questions this week. Yay!
Yay!
That's it. Killer Wolverine just did the happy dance.
No, I just got up and stretched.
First question comes from Trouble.
Trouble. Like that double.
Where's your bad joke this week, Gambus? Because I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
What's up, people? Some questions for you. Does it strike anyone as strange that a whole bunch of Sony and Microsoft fans are suddenly saying how cool motion control is?
Why not?
Why not?
Motion control, the new trend of the
time. Well, yeah,
I
mean, you know, 360 owners were the first to say the Wii was stupid.
No, I think Wii owners were the first to say Wii was stupid.
Well.
Yeah, you're
I'm
right.
I'm kidding.
But. Yeah, you know, now that, you know, motion control is going in 360, you're like, oh, yeah.
That's because
yeah!
It's better.
It is.
Yeah. It's better, so it's hardcore. It's hardcore. I want to play Halo by walking around my living room acting like a jackass.
No. I don't find it strange. I just find it because now that they actually have something, they can be like, oh, in your face, we got it too. Shut up.
In your face.
Dude, I want to use a cardboard box with Natal and play Metal Gear and actually get in the cardboard box. Peek out.
Be like, you
hello.
Can't see me.
Hello.
Hello.
What do you all think of PSP Go? Worth getting? We discussed this a few times.
Yeah, you know,
I can't believe it's hard $50 to say more.
Yeah, well.
Over 50.
It's $249, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which PSP is $199.
Yeah,
oh, no, it's $169.
Yeah.
If you buy the stripped-down version with nothing in it.
No. Well,
if you already have one, no.
No.
Not if you already have one.
If you're looking, like I said, it's more towards, I think, personally, with it just being download only, just for people more on the go. That's why it's called
the go. That's why it's called the go?
It's for people who are more interested in the gadgetry.
Right, the technology.
Than they are of the actual games themselves.
Right.
Because the games are going to be, I just wonder how they're going to handle that with all these games already being out on UMD.
Yeah.
I bet maybe only half of them will actually even become
downloadable.
Well, maybe at first. I'm sure that eventually all of them will be.
I don't know about that. That's a lot of games.
It is, but I'm sure a lot of them, obviously.
I think
some of them will just be forgotten. You know, there are Xbox Live Arcade games that are delisted.
Well, they just delisted a couple of them not too long ago, either.
I didn't know Double Dragon was delisted.
Yeah, that was one of them. I forget what the other one was.
Really? They got rid of Double Dragon?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Yaris was delisted, so.
Thank fucking God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God!
So, I don't know. It's all a matter of personal opinion and what you plan on doing with it, I would imagine.
What type of audio-visual setups do you all have?
I just have a TV.
Yeah, same here.
I just have a TV. I'm not going to tell you what kind it is or anything.
Oh.
I just have a TV.
Yeah, it's this one behind me.
It's a black and... Well, nobody can see it, dude.
Oh. I don't even know what it's called anymore. It's Wega.
That's a Sony. Yeah.
Sony Wega. How many inches?
12, baby.
Oh,
snap.
42?
Damn, son, you like should be in the circus.
I got 47 myself.
Oh, yeah.
I have 52.
Oh.
Oh.
I need to compensate. I have a Samsung 1080p.
I got a Toshiba 1080i.
I don't have any surround sound. I use headphones.
Which is awesome.
It's awesome.
I just have speakers.
Yeah. Whichever
on your TV?
Well, yeah. Yes. Whatever speakers come with the TV is what I use, though.
That's what I got on my TV.
I would like to have a pair of headphones, though.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
What was each of your favorite movie in the last 6 months? What's your favorite movie for the last 6 months?
Favorite movie in the last 6 months. Okay. I'll get this out of the way. I liked Transformers 2. However, it was
Electric Boogaloo.
It was not nearly as good as I was anticipating it to be.
Oh, my God.
I was actually expecting it to be, you know, better than the first one. But it was probably not even as good as the first one, in my opinion. Thing is, it had more of this.
Is that your favorite movie?
No.
Okay. What's your favorite movie? If you want to read his comments on Transformers, read his tweets.
It's yeah.
19 years long.
He ranted for like 12 hours about Transformers 2 and making babies.
Yeah, my favorite movie in the past 6 months has got to be, hands down, The Watchmen.
Which comes out tomorrow on Blu-ray and DVD.
Yes, I'm definitely going to pick that up.
I know you're excited.
Yeah, I am.
What about you?
I would have to say Drag Me to Hell.
Hey, I heard it's good.
It's awesome.
I heard it's good.
I haven't seen that many movies, though.
The last 6 months, I haven't watched a lot.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's almost like a three-way tie. I think, like, Role Models. I really liked Role Models.
Role Models was good.
I really liked, what was the movie I just had in my head? Taken.
Yeah,
Did you finally watch it?
I finally watched it.
What did you think?
I liked that movie a lot.
It's good.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I really liked Knowing.
Knowing.
I haven't seen a lot of new movies in the last 6 months, and I haven't seen Watchmen, so
yeah. I look
that's
forward
a big
to
thing.
Watching that soon.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that this week, so I'm excited to finally see
it's
that.
It's the uncut, it's like 25 minutes longer, which makes it like 3 hours.
Yeah, it's 3 hours long, director's cut. I'm excited to see it finally in the way it was intended to be seen. Another honorable mention was The Spirit. That was a really good
movie.
Yeah,
it was.
I still haven't seen it.
That was a good
movie.
It's really good. All right. Moving on. He said, that's all for now. Arigato.
Arigato.
There you go.
Mr. Roboto.
Eeyore Kara changed his question since they were answered last show before my turn came up. Hello, crew. Fantastic show. You guys are great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, a little while ago, most of you, or all of you, I think, put the PSP Go down. Well, we just did like 5 minutes ago. What's up?
Yeah.
No, we didn't. It's all good. That's your opinion. This is why it will be a success, I think. It won't be great, but it will be good. You see, people who actually use handhelds for real usage on the road hate cartridges or UMDs. People who play their handhelds at home don't mind UMD or cartridges. However, that defeats the whole purpose of owning or playing handheld. And I think it's just sad. So anyway, someone like myself who uses the PSP for an hour train ride 5 days a week, I found the PSP Go all thumbs up. I will never have to carry games on me anymore. Having just the device on its own is too good not to buy. Plus, not only that, now developers can realize smaller data size games at lower prices, just like the games you find on the App Store. Oh, not to mention faster load times. It's been revealed that it will be 40% faster than the original PSP. What are your thoughts?
Okay. Here's my thoughts.
Break it down, brother.
If you're thinking about getting cheaper games because they're downloadable, think again.
Yeah.
Well,
you'll get cheaper games as far as, like, mini games. They do on the App Store.
Yeah, like...
You'll get some of those. But as far as the regular releases...
Most of the App Store games, though, are time wasters. Now, I know you can consider games time wasters, but it's really not. There's no really, like, games on the App Store.
Unless you count that... What was that? RPG?
There's some games on there, because there's Brothers in Arms. There's that Xena, whatever it was
Zenodia.
Called. Zenodia. Yeah. You know, I'm not to say there's not any games, like actual games on the App Store, but most of them, they're little time wasters.
Yeah, they're not really what you would call engrossing.
Right.
Yeah.
But, no, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm with him on that. It's more you don't have to carry around all these games that you want to play on, you know, if you have an hour commute to and from work, wherever you're going. It's just download them and play them, and if you don't want to play anymore, just play another game.
Someone like me who's, like, really into Monster Hunter, and the PSP is kind of like a Monster Hunter machine... I don't know if they might down the road have it as a complete downloadable game, but it might take it a long time.
Yeah.
Because supposedly, like, the first downloadable games are all going to be, like, first party.
Mm.
And then you're going to get a couple third-party games here and a couple third-party games there. And they'll all be, like, probably retail price.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. There's prices that will be cheaper.
Like you're going to be paying, like, $30 for a downloadable
I most certainly PSP hope game. That the downloading's faster, because if it's anything like the PS3...
Dude, the PS3 is blazing now.
Yeah, really? I noticed that.
I had no problem. When I downloaded, the other day, the Punisher or whatever?
Yeah. Whoosh, really?
Flew right through, man. It was a boom.
It's been quicker over the past couple weeks.
Oh, my God. I think it's blazing now.
Well, then that point is moot then. Well, that's good.
Yeah. The thing is, they must have upgraded the servers, because that thing is blazing now. Good. Awesome.
Yeah. The thing is, but the pricing thing, I was actually really surprised that Holy Invasion of Privacy Badman is $20.
Right.
As a downloadable game.
That's a great price for that game.
Well, I mean, to me, it's kind of like...
See, this is why, and I read your tweet, this is why they don't need to tell you how big the games are. Because I can guarantee you there are games out there that are small that cost $60.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think the size matters. I think it's what's in the game.
Right.
You can never judge a game by its size.
Right.
Well, I mean... But I mean,
Badman is totally worth $20, and you know it.
I would say so. But as a downloadable only game, I have to kind of question it.
Loco Roco was downloadable only.
Part two,
and it was $20.
Yeah,
I mean that's going to be this price. Wipeout was $20. You know,
I actually thought Wipeout was a pretty good deal for $20 because it felt like it. But Wipeout felt like a $40, $50 game.
You could say the same thing for Warhawk, even though it's both disc and download.
You know, Badman could have been released on UMD for $40 and people still would have probably bought it because it is a good game.
I don't know about $40, but I would say $30.
Yeah, but on a UMD, that's still... I mean, it's a great game.
Yeah, so it is. I'm not saying that it's not.
It's more of a actual PSP game as opposed to a downloadable title. It's just something about it. It just screams awesome.
It's very deep.
On the N4G website, is there the ability to share a story on Facebook? This feature is available on ZT Game Domain, which I'm glad somebody noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed that the other day, actually.
I added a new little app on ZT Game Domain that allows you to share any story on Facebook, Twitter, Windows Live, anything. Dig.
Sweet.
I was kind of hoping that, because when I post stuff from the actual main page to the blog, I was kind of, the videos, because we don't have video sharing, I was kind of hoping that would do it, but... I noticed that. I forgot to mention. I did.
Yes, I put that in the other day. It's a neat little feature that I just threw in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of options you can share on there, too.
Oh, yeah, there's like 55 of them or something like that. You can share them on different...
I'm still not on Facebook.
But the N4G, all that they'll have to do is they'll have to add that in. I'm not the coder for N4G, so it's a simple little app that you can plug into all your pages really fast. So it's not that they can't. I'm just sure that they're busy with a bunch of other stuff that I can't talk about. This should be fun. I'm going to write a few words, and you have to say the first word that comes out of your brain.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Food.
Yummy.
Penn Station.
We know where he's going to eat lunch tonight.
Sandwich.
Yes.
I say sandwich. Music.
Awesome.
Fall Fantasy.
What?
Whenever I hear music, I think sucks, because today's music sucks.
It really does.
Yeah.
So there you go. Kobe Bryant.
Awesome basketball player.
Media name.
Cover athlete. Because
I don't keep up with that stuff.
I'm going to be safe and say Lakers.
Aw. That's not what you really want to say, is it?
Whenever I hear Kobe Bryant, I always just think of Kobe.
Kobe.
Well, here's a good one. Jason Gambrell.
The man.
Me.
Fruit.
Aww.
Fruit.
What?
Wacky. Weird. The shit.
Oh, thank you.
I don't get props for calling the man after you call him a fruit. That's fine. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, man.
Fun.
Con.
He's just kissing your ass today, isn't he?
Thank you.
What?
Kings Island, I don't know. That does sound fun.
My first thought would be playing softball.
Pooping.
What the fuck? holy shit.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That
when
is...
you think fun, the first thing that comes to his brain is shit.
No, I said pooping,
all
right, not
shitting.
Shit.
My bad.
Reviews.
Pain in my ass.
In my case, delayed.
I think busy.
Oh, yeah.
Last word. Vagina.
Boogeyman. You know it's bad. The first thing that I think of is boogeyman.
It, considering the words vagina, I question some things about you.
Yeah. Awesome.
Freaking sweet.
Freaking sweet. We have freaking sweet, awesome, and boogeyman.
Boogeyman. There's something wrong with you, dude.
Well, that's his favorite word.
Oh, that's a terrible. Terrible.
That is a terrible.
That is a terrible.
That is a terrible. I need to get that changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too late now. We have it recorded.
Okay. Here we go. Krya says, hello, N4G Podcast.
Hey.
Would you rather have a 52-inch HD-ready TV or a 32-inch full HD TV?
Hmm. Interesting. I would actually probably take the 32-inch.
I'm with you on that.
Yep, me too. Finish this sentence. My meaning of life is...
to sit on my ass and do nothing all fucking day. To find your soulmate. Yeah, let's move on.
Hey, you said it. There you go.
Pooping.
Pooping.
I'm just kidding. To be able to do what I love and make lots of money.
That's what I want to do, sitting on my ass.
Well, sitting on your ass ain't going to make you any money.
No.
You got to do
right
something.
Right now it's
not. You got to work.
Work it, work it.
Work hard for the money.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's 3 a.m. in the morning.
Wait, wait. I answered for him. I want to hear Jason's real answer.
Okay. My meaning of life is what?
My meaning of life is to discover the meaning of life. Dun, dun, dun,
you dun. Spend your whole life trying to figure it out. You never will, and you'll die unhappy. Way to go.
Thank you.
It's 3 a.m. in the morning. You get up from your bed. You're going to the bathroom when suddenly Solid Snake pops up under your eyes. What's the first thing you say to him?
I know, and I fucking kick him in the face.
What the fudge?
What the fudge? What the fudge?
Let's either, pound it, brother.
Either that, or, hi.
If I literally got up in the morning and I saw him running around my house, I just like I look at him like Metal Gear.
Oh, jeez.
Liquid.
Okay. Have you seen these clips? Which is Miho and Milo, Backstreet Fighters, and the Xbox. No, I haven't seen those.
No.
If you haven't, say something extravagancing and over the top in a British or Australian accent.
If I haven't?
Yeah, if you haven't seen these video clips, you have to say something in that.
Well, no, I've seen them.
No.
Okay. Let me think. A British
or Australian.
Alien.
A British alien?
Yeah, talking about the planet Earth. He would be like,
oh, they call the planet Earth. I mean, what kind of name is Earth? It almost sounds like dirt. I mean, Earth.
You're going to get blasted for that.
Wow. Yeah.
You don't have one?
I've seen him.
No, you're such a liar. He doesn't have an accent. He can't do accents.
No, I can't.
You're terrible.
I am terrible.
What?
How about I do my golem accent?
No.
Oh.
It is so good
so
from
anyway.
Us.
Sweet.
It is too good from us.
What they take from you?
Your boogers.
My precious man.
You know what they took from you? Your
What's
sense
that?
Of comedy.
Oh.
Anyway.
Wait,
denied.
wait. You haven't seen them either.
I saw them all.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I seen them all the other day.
Other day.
That wasn't British or Australian. That was redneck.
It was got to go in some ways.
That was British redneck. All right.
Hello.
You never seen a British redneck. No. I'm out on the front lawn on my blocks.
Martha!
Fixing me car.
Martha, get your butt back in the kitchen.
Get in the kitchen, fix me some pork pie. Some pork pie.
I apologize to our overseas listeners.
I love to hear their American accents. They're like, hello, I'm American, and welcome back.
And
welcome back to the NBA. We're great.
And I apologize for all our redneck listeners.
I ain't got no redneck listeners.
Get back in the kitchen, Martha.
I don't think they have that high-pitched voice.
No. Yeah.
No, probably not. What's worse to you, movie-based games or game-based movies?
They both are epic, Phil.
Most of the time.
I'd have to say game-based movies. There's been a lot of shit.
Yes. Well, that's because of one man.
No.
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 One man.
Street Fighter. Mario Brothers.
Well, that's true. I forgot about those epic awesomenesses.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Yeah. Resident Evil, the second two.
Double Dragon.
Which they're making a fourth one.
Yeah. Awesome. Can't wait for that.
Yes, you can.
Pooping on it.
But you know, the Silent Hill movie was actually pretty decent.
There's a couple out there that were decent.
Silent Hill?
That was good.
Oh.
I like that one.
The first Mortal Kombat was enjoyable.
First Mortal Kombat was good.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let everyone raise his hand, put another hand on his chest, and say loudly, I don't shave my balls, while looking at everyone's eyes. But if you do, just cut the word don't.
What the fuck?
Basically, he wants to know if you shave your balls. That's important information to him.
You know something?
It's a good thing we don't have a chick on the podcast.
You know something? Holy
shit.
I'm going to say this. Too much information, man. There's a line that...
And you just shaved it.
You just went right over that line. That's just too much information.
You want to know too much information? I shaved my balls.
You know something?
He just put his hand up. Gamba's going to be like, me too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You know, but
Gamba shaves his butt.
Moving on.
My butt has a goatee.
Aww.
Oh, man.
Do you braid it? Because that would just be awesome.
I have like a ZZ Top beard.
Dude.
I have a bush animal garden. What's up?
Aww. Haven't heard that in a while.
Oh, good. All right, it's 2012. You look at your window and see Nibiru planet burning right in the Earth's atmosphere. It's official, Earth is doomed.
Doomed. No!
However, a mysterious alien race shows up, and the message is, come with us if you want to live. Come with me if you want to live.
No!
1 second later, Jesus shows up in the sky with an army of light figures. 1 second after that, you hear a strange phenomenons are appearing all over Earth, but time is running out. The bad thing is that you're having second doubts. Maybe they're imposters, or the devil himself disguised. Which side do you choose? Stay on Earth and hope for the best or worst, or choose one of the options?
Wow. Sounds like a bad day.
Fuck it, I'm done.
I think I'm just going to go back to my house and play some video games.
Just awaiting the inevitable.
I'm just going to sit here and eat some Cheetos and poop. You just going to stay at home? You're not going to go with Jesus?
I might go with Jesus, yeah.
If he'll let me.
Yeah.
He invited you. He wanted you to come party with the light figures.
Then I'll go party with the light figures.
I'll party with the light figures. What's up?
Because the aliens would be the devil.
Boy, don't get too biblical on me now.
The devil!
You're walking calmly on your street listening to music that gets your blood pumped, making you feel indestructible.
Indestructible!
Oh, God.
Suddenly a bad feeling runs down your spine as you hear a woman scream. What do you do?
I didn't do it.
Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
I swear to God, it wasn't me. Oh, wow.
We don't have any options. We just got to say what
we're going to do. You got to say what you'd do, man. What would you do?
Go see what's going on.
Yeah, go see what's going on. What the heck's up? What's going on?
I would give this face. What was that?
Huh? What was that noise?
Da, 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 da.
To the Batcave. All right. Let's see here. This is somewhat of a spoilery question.
Uh-oh.
This is kind of long. If you haven't already beaten a few of these games, you probably never will. Some video games have emotionally dramatic, memorable stories and sad moments. A few of them can even get people to shed some tears. For example, Prince of Persia, Metal Gear Solid, and the Darkness. At the end of Warrior Within, it was cool to get Kylina as a prize and see one of the beautiful, most beautiful rendered sex scenes in video games. Alas, dumb creators decided to kill her off at the very beginning of Prince of Persia, The Two Thrones. I hate them so much for that. Especially because I love Pop Trilogy. So much that it's my favorite video game of all time, just like MGS was for some people. Metal Gear Solid Saga is almost king of epic storytelling, if you will.
If you will.
Every fan of the franchise understands that on top of that, it's a very sad story. The protagonist denying himself as a hero and calling himself a killer. He doesn't get any reward, any sympathy, any love, any fame that he should deserve. You just can only feel sad for him at the end, not to mention the other characters. The Darkness was a very dark game with a very dark story. Even though the game is a totally different version of the original and a ton of stuff was cut off due to technical limitation, is one of the most memorable deaths. When protagonist Jackie Estacado's closest childhood friend and his girlfriend, Jenny Romano. It's hard to describe the scene. The best way is to see it on YouTube. Do you agree or disagree with these examples? Also, what are your three most memorable, saddest video game stories and moments?
Oh, by the way, folks, if you're listening, spoiler alert.
I said spoiler.
Yeah, he said that.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning. So if you haven't beaten, which the Metal Gear one, that doesn't really spoil anything.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert! I didn't beat the original Prince of Persia. I didn't beat Metal Gear, but I beat the Darkness, and I was like, what the fuck was my reaction?
What the fudge?
At the ending?
No, not the ending. The party's talking
about. Oh, yeah, the party's talking about. That was pretty rough.
Yeah.
That's one. That's, wow. The scene in Infamous I just had was pretty. That was, I don't know what to think about.
Well,
that.
To make the choice you had to make, and that's part of the story, that was a little difficult.
It was a little difficult. But see, I don't know what happens if you go the other way.
I'm sure you can guess, just like I'm sure I can guess what the evil way is.
I'm trying to think outside of that. Emotional when Otacon hugged Snake. And
yes,
Metal Gear,
yes.
Like when they hadn't seen each other in so long.
The ending of Braid.
The ending of Braid was just depressing, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, come on. All that? Oh.
Tear.
Just, oh. That's tough. You didn't beat Braid, did you?
No.
No, you don't beat anything.
I'm trying to think what else.
And I don't know. There's been a lot of interesting endings, but there's never really been like an emotional. One of the Metal Gear Solid endings was.
You know, I think Metal Gear Solid 4 was actually a little emotional in my opinion.
Well, what, the 2-hour ending?
The 2-hour ending that just wouldn't stop.
Yeah, the specifically the very, very last ending. Before.
Well, yeah.
The end credits ending. That went on for another 20 minutes. Yeah.
All right.
When I beat Rock Band.
You were depressed?
No.
Okay.
Rock Band was so emotional.
I really can't think of any other ones. I'm sure there's some out there. So.
Alright. Last question on this part one, apparently, is part 001. Mm. Lost for words. Mm-hmm. You woke up. You don't know where you are. You don't know who you are. You have amnesia.
Uh-oh.
As you get up from the table, like object, you start to look around your surroundings. Your eyes caught on a scalpel, a sleeping woman, a strange console, a door, and a window. Your body seems very tired and heavy. Which object do you choose to interact with first?
What?
You wake up and you
right.
see a scalpel,
a woman.
A strange console, a door, and a window. Which one do you interact with first? You don't know who you are. You don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm assuming I would go with the woman. Maybe she has an idea of what the fuck's going on.
Exactly.
I thought you were going to say you were going to do things to
her
while she
was
sleeping.
You know, later.
Well, she might not be sleeping then.
Well, then she's gotta get it away
later, like after you wake her up and you're like, oh, we gotta survive because obviously in her,
we have to repopulate. Let's go.
Yes, and then
it would just simple. Wake her up, like, hey, do you know who I am? No. Okay, let's do it. That's simple.
Yeah,
because that's the way life works. Hey. Actually, I would go for the door just to see where the fuck I was. Or look out the window to see where the fuck I was. I would be very concerned with a scalpel and a woman laying there.
And what the heck is the console doing there?
Strange console?
Not like a video game console, dude. Like a little, like...
computer.
Yeah, like a console. You know?
The first thing I'd do is check my kidneys if I saw the scalpel there. Like, where am I... Okay, they're there.
Well, you're not in a bathtub full of ice.
Oh, that's a very good
So you
point.
Should be good.
That'd be scary. So
that's a good point.
All right. We got some shouts.
Was that the... I thought shouts. That was more to a question.
No, that was it.
Oh, word.
That was the end of the question, so let's see. Okay, here we go. Let's get some shouts. The first one comes from Marungo. He says, at N4G Podcast, awesome show. Gonna name my third kid Gambus Khan.
Oh, man.
Sweet.
I feel bad for that kid.
Yeah, I do too, man. You're cursing him, man. Don't do that.
To awesomeness.
To this one from R.U. Joshin says, talk about the nude. He says, talk a boot. Are you Canadian? Talk a boot the nude Street Fighter 4 patch.
What?
Yeah, no, yeah.
You didn't see that? The PC version, you can patch it and have him naked?
Yeah.
So I know you'd want to play as Balrog, right?
Oh.
Or maybe you want to play as...
Zangief?
No.
Zangief.
The fat dude.
Yeah.
What's his name? I can't remember his name right now.
Roly-Poly.
Roly-Poly. Rufus.
You want to... Roly-Poly, that's terrible. Pixelated May says, what? No Wombat. What the fuck? Who will do the announcer guy's voice? Well, you heard it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Anyways, is anyone watching the live stream of Street Fighter 4 matches in Las Vegas?
No, but isn't that where Fido Dido
Fido is? Dido's there.
Yeah, man.
Sweet.
Good luck, buddy.
Good
Hope you winning, brother.
Yeah.
Win it.
Represent.
And when you win, stand up on stage and go, N4G Radio, Mitchell. Scruffy K says, yo, what's up, guys? Just bought an Xbox 360 Pro from my friend for $170, and I'm wondering what games you would recommend. Please, not Halo.
I'd recommend buying a warranty.
That's terrible.
It's going to happen.
I know, but that's terrible.
And if you buy it from a friend, you don't get that extended warranty.
You need to buy Mass Effect.
Yeah.
BioShock.
BioShock is
Unless you have
awesome.
It for the PS3.
Yeah, unless you have it for I'm trying to think of games that are exclusive. Definitely need to buy Mass Effect.
Dude, if you're a racing fan, Forza, go with Gears of War.
Gears of War is awesome. Halo. I think you should buy Blue Dragon if you like RPGs.
And Halo.
Don't buy Halo.
Halo Wars.
Halo Wars is awesome.
Halo Wars.
Halo Wars. Everybody has to sing Afternoon Delight like an Anchorman. Go ahead.
I've not seen Anchorman.
You just got blasted by the internet.
Da, 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 da.
That's all right. I'm right there with you because I didn't like Anchorman.
Oh.
But I will say, Afternoon Delight. Whoop.
There's my contribution.
That's your contribution? You don't know the song Afternoon Delight?
No.
I only know the Afternoon Delight part, so I don't.
Skyrockets in flight.
Tonight.
What is it?
Skyrockets in flight.
Woo. We'll sing it.
That's all I know.
Skyrockets in flight.
Skyrockets in flight. Oh yeah.
Afternoon delight. Woo. I always want to think like that afternoon delight part always reminds me of Fraggle Rock. I want to go doot doot after it. Like, afternoon delight. Doot doot. Doot. Doot.
Sing the Fraggle Rock song, man.
I don't know the Fraggle Rock. Oh. I just know Down at Fraggle Rock. Doo, doo. That's the
down
only part I know.
Rock.
Doo, doo.
Old like Fraggle
afternoon
Rock.
Afternoon Delight. Doo, doo. John Whitehouse, John W. says, hiya, gents. Hope your fondling went well. You know it, brother. Radio PM says, I hope I made it in to give a shout-out. White Castle's breakfast menu is better than lunch and dinner. Had it before?
No.
I can't step into White Castle without vomiting.
I like White Castle sometimes, about once a year, maybe.
You know, like, only, like, drunk people at 3 a.m. like White Castle burgers, man.
I did not know that their breakfast menu was that good.
I didn't know they had a
breakfast. I didn't know they had a breakfast menu either. That's crazy. Their fries are awesome, but I can't walk in there.
Chicken rings are awesome.
Yeah. They got cheese sticks, too. Like, I just can't walk in
there.
You know
what the last time I had
kills me.
White Castle was when they had the barbecue pork.
Oh, really?
Which was really good.
Everything in there seems to be really good except for their damn burgers, and that's what they're famous for.
Yeah.
That's what kills me.
It's famous for coming out.
Verk says, hi, N4G. Have fun recording and keep kicking ace.
Ace?
Ace. Radio PM sends another one, says, also Rib and Jazz Festival will be going on this weekend. Friday through Sunday, I'll be working and gaming, giving the PSP some love.
Where?
It's in Columbus, Ohio, for all those that don't know. That's his next tweet.
Columbus, huh? This like this weekend?
Well, obviously, he just tweeted it like 1 hour
ago. Yeah, shut up.
Nexus 530 says, Twitter shout out for me. I know last week you mentioned Demon Souls. I just bought it, import from eBay, $73. Check it out.
Well, if you read the news, it would be cheaper to wait for it and get the special edition.
I'm looking forward to playing that
game.
Yes,
me too.
So, yeah.
You Expect Me to Talk says, hello, that's all I have for this week.
Hi.
Hey.
Nexus 530 says, oh yeah, Wombat, we need to have that round on Fight Night this week sometime. Hey, KW, what size are your shoes?
Damn it. 10.
Liar!
8.5.
There you go. In women's.
In men. Motherfucker.
Nexus 530 also says, speaking of Demon Souls, you guys know anything about the multiplayer? Mr. Khan, you've read up on this, right?
A while back.
It's been a while. I bet it hasn't changed.
Yeah, it's basically like, I guess you can,
you don't know.
You play with other people.
It sounds very obscure and odd. You can like do things in the game.
What kind of things?
All kinds.
Well, for instance, whenever you get killed in the game,
you die.
Yeah, whenever you die in the game, other players can actually see and witness your death. See how you died, so that it can actually give them a heads up as to what to expect in their single player campaign.
Dude just got tore up. I ain't going that way.
That guy just got killed by a giant spider down that cave.
You sound like Jeb. That guy got killed by a giant spider.
By a giant.
How is it he always makes it into the podcast?
Because he's awesome, dude. Pet Cemetery for the win.
For
Don Notrod. Know what I'm saying? Hi, Gage. Gage, are you in here? The kid was creepy, dude.
He looks like the Chucky doll.
Isn't he still only like 2 feet tall?
I don't know. I don't keep up on his life.
Well, like, he's been in like 20 movies and like he's always been that tall.
Oh, I didn't know he was in anything else besides.
He was in Kindergarten Cop.
What?
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
That was him?
Yeah.
He was also in Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
See? He played the baby, which those three movies in and of themselves span almost a decade.
Huh.
And the fucker never grew.
I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
He's awesome, though.
Yeah.
I should look him up on IMDb.
He should have played the part of Anakin Skywalker in the in the Phantom Menace movie.
Which, Vader has a penis!
Of IMDb. It didn't make it in, but someone checked out the IMDb for Batman Arkham Asylum, and they announced some villains that haven't officially been announced.
Well, I know
like
Riddler's
Mr.
in
Freeze
it.
And
everybody freeze!
Some other ones.
Does Arnold play Mr. Freeze?
Hey, everybody, keep cool!
Chill out! I have to save my wife. She's a Frozen.
She's a Frozen?
She's a Frozen.
And her name is Vendela.
Chili baby.
She was in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Everybody freeze. Dude, that movie's worth watching just for that.
Hey, Bathead, I'm going to put you on ice.
Hey, Boy Wonder. Freeze.
Alright, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, we're done.
I'm done. I ain't doing nothing else. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Mr. Khan, take me home.
Alrighty then.
Epic fail. Well, the N4G Podcast.
Mario!
$0.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.